Hey, this is Adrian.
And this is Chris.
And we're the other scouts from White Rock, and we really like listening to the Gamer's Haven.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Oh, hello. Pleasure for you to stop by. I'm Sir Hercule Gaston. If you'd like a PDF for your lovely RPG collection, go to rpgnow.com. Don't just go there. Go there now. Or go there through canadiancrusaders.com or vorpalnetwork.com. What affiliates, you know. It's absolutely smashing. Cheerio!
So, all right. That's the Crusades, wasn't it? Isn't that what it's called? The episode? So that's right after the Dalek invasion of Earth.
Where?
No, not right after. It's a few episodes after, because they picked up a new girl.
Just keep talking.
Right!
Right! Anyway.
Where we had last left our intrepid juniors.
We survived!
What does intrepid mean again? Oh, wait. College. I should know that.
It means bluesy. Get to work.
Smack.
You guys have finally been back for about a month, and oh heavens, is it nice to actually have your rooms again.
Well, camping out under the stars is nothing, not that much of a big deal.
Yeah, nice. Especially when you have someone else in your bedroll, but, you know.
What can I say?
Intrepid is resolutely fearless, dauntless, by the way. Apparently so, we're resolutely fearless and dauntless.
Yeah, well, you guys weren't with
well, you know, you guys,
face the dragon.
Are we anti-disestablishmentarianisms as well?
Shut up.
Alright, all
this
voting for...
Speak when spoken to.
This is not as bad as that Floxy Nasicillophilification or whatever.
All voting to have Nathan expelled from the school. Say aye.
Aye.
Nay! The horses nay, great. Too. The nays have it.
Well, Nathan's catapulted from his room.
Let darling the feather fall fell!
And eaten by dragons on the way down. Anyway.
Oh, shit, I forgot to memorize it!
Your
I have more hit points than that fall, damn it, that hurt.
So you give her stepping on the trap the second time. Great. Your young wards have got back to school way before you guys did, having been teleported on continent for their final.
Yeah, I'd say we moved pretty fast.
Oh yes, I remember that.
I seem to recall we didn't do so well with that one, did we?
You guys had a brief run through with the Underdark, screaming like little girls. He was screaming loud.
I was screaming like a little girl, really. Everyone else was.
Nathan was trying to, you know, keep his head down.
He's like, keep my head down, they won't hit me. Any more than they already do.
Becco's finally starting to feel comfortable.
He's like, ah. And it's like, no, we're leaving. We can't leave. Too bad, we're already gone.
We were like, run away!
It's like everyone we ran into. Oh! Wow, gee, bye.
Hi there! Hey. Were those surface dwellers? They move fast.
If they're down here, there must be someone important.
Quick, go capture them. What, they're students? Aw, oh, feed them to the Grand Eye.
Grand
Eye? You just made a World of Warcraft.
Oh, Draenei, I'm sorry.
You fail!
Yes.
Feed them to the intergalactic tentacle face thingies.
Epic fail.
What are they? The
Dragons? Drow? Dugor?
No, the spider people.
Driders?
Driders. Feed them to the Driders, I'm sorry.
Okay. Draenei.
Draenei. Something like that.
They're kind of cannibalistic, right? Right? Anywho.
Well, they were before they added Burning Crusade. They were bad guys you had to fight.
Anywho.
Whoa.
Nathan's charisma plummets.
What charisma?
Yeah, charisma.
There we go. Now it's a negative score. Congratulations.
Your results came back. It is not a tumor.
You've been, you're all hanging out in your nice little commons area. Michael's still dancing. He has not stopped dancing since, well, the test. Something may have happened during the test.
Ting, 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 ting.
Maybe he's on. Since he is an illusionist, maybe he's on.
We quickly learn the silence spell.
And you know it's time to get up when it wears off. That he's your alarm clock now.
Ah, nope, time to get up.
Silence.
Just 5 more minutes. Oh crap! When you guys get the wonderful sense that someone's at your door,
you just put a pillow between this between the symbols.
Who's
gonna
get it?
Fine, I'll get it. You guys don't get up.
We're studying.
And what was I doing? Sitting here twiddling my thumbs?
Oh no, I wasn't looking at you.
I've been spending about every waking moment studying my books and whatnot, getting my arcana up to a +14.
Yeah, would it help?
Hey, my arcana is a +10 now.
And my my planner knowledge to a +14.
My planner knowledge is a +10 as well. Not bad for us.
Because I've been helping you.
Hey, my brain's like, mine is not that high.
My brain, I offered to help you, and you haven't put it up there.
My brain can't take any more knowledge on the planes.
Farewell.
I think I feel brain oozing out my ear. I got the door.
The person standing there going,
the hell is
Standing there with an ominous look is Professor Helsel, the drow.
Do come in.
He, of course, slinks in.
Hello!
Ah, greetings, students.
3 of 8, if I remember correctly.
You rule.
Well, as you may know, or may not know, your junior year is actually an entire project year.
I remember hearing something about that.
Yes. And your senior year is a year where you have to design a spell, and it had not kill you.
That'll be interesting.
And of course you'll be required to get all of your own components. Irregardless. Or regardless, as the case may be. I'm here to tell you what your assignment is.
Okay.
You are to go to the far country of Runmore. Ethan's home.
Oh, lovely. I've been there before. Where I'm from there.
Yeah. You've been studying too hard.
What's my name again?
I don't remember.
Nothing born topic.
What's mine?
I could never pronounce it, so I don't know.
Great. Hang on one second. So pull my pants around. Look at the stitching in the back.
Ah.
Tahir, Imad.
Go to Runmore, you said?
Tahir, yes. Yasan, Ibn, Imad. Okay, yeah. And 15 other ones that I won't say.
Who else owned your underwear?
No, son of.
Oh.
Ibn means son of.
Right, Ibn.
Ibn.
There is a spire which you are to go research a cult of Molotok that is present there.
Cult of Molotok?
Molotok. The rest is up for your research. I'm not going to give it all away.
Anything
fabulous!
Is there anything specific we should research? Like what they're worshipping? Or...
Well, that's for you to hope that you get correct.
Well, I'm pretty sure if we're going to be researching them, we better know something about them. Is this cult of Molotok a common cult?
He stalks out.
Is this something we can research in the library, or is this going to be something we're going to have hands, like, complete?
I don't know. Have I heard of this cult of Molotok?
It is.
You have not religion, or plane for that matter.
Yes. And yes.
Knowledge. You have to pick whichever one is highest.
Well, knowledge planes.
Oh, 20. Crap, I've got Benny's in the car.
27.
26.
Okay, both of you guys realize the same thing?
26.
Wow!
I know.
You've been listening to us!
Hold on, I'll be right back in the room.
We're all awesome! We all rolled almost exactly the same thing.
We're all like, Cult of Molotov, Cult of Molotov, and all spontaneous at the same time. We spot out.
There we go. Everyone looks at each other. You too!
Huh.
generic of Valium. Yeah, which makes me go.
You tell you Valium. When I took Valium for my wisdom teeth, I didn't give a damn about anything.
Yeah, apparently I talked about kittens.
Like,
I took Valium and it didn't do anything. When I had my wisdom teeth out.
That happens with some people.
Yep.
I was kind of like, so?
No, Becker.
This helps dull the pain.
Non-pain?
What pain? Okay, talk. Bring me more pudding. Anywho. All three of you. In
all the time.
Yeah, well, I love pudding. Pudding rocks. Uh-huh.
Feed me the cat.
Okay, Baltok is a demonic entity, which is a demigod of sorts for those who have succumbed to the lure of cannibalism. Foremost among the mortals who worship her are harpies, as well as ghouls, but those are far from mortal. Her followers tend to descend on battlefields after the fight, and gorge themselves on the corpses. Crows are her symbol.
That makes sense.
She is recognized as roughly half woman, half bird. Usually the upper half is a bird.
Half human, half woman?
Whoa. I fail. Anyway.
Oh, she had the right part woman, huh?
Left half or right half.
That's what you guys know.
It's about as bad as the whole. The merfish. Isn't the bottom part of her supposed to be a fish? No, that's just stupid. It starts licking the bottom of the picture like, oh. I don't think anybody caught that.
Alright.
Spaghetti.
Demonic entity and demigod, cannibalism, harpies, and ghouls worship. Followers descend on battlefields after fight, gorge on corpses, symbols, crows, half woman, half bird, upper half. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Upper half is a half bird?
Mm-hmm.
So, woman's legs and a bird body.
Uh-huh.
Alright. That's weird, but okay.
Let's go research tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll see if we can find out some more information.
To the library!
Got a 26 to research more on this.
I got a 26 too.
Damn!
Alright, Ethan. Don't fail.
No, Ethan can't get like a
30. I got a 17.
Okay.
You rolled a 4?
You're distracted. They're having a book sale.
Ooh. I'm like,
I am succubus walks by. Damn it! Oh, it messes up my concentration.
What you guys find is that her largest cult is in the area of Runmore.
Hey, what a surprise.
However, it probably has more information in Runmore, since that's actually part of local history.
I say, is anyone up for a field trip?
I think that'd be a fabulous idea. Would be
one that we get to choose?
Yeah, it sounds like it. Well, actually, we didn't get to choose our topic.
Well, we get to choose how we get there. How about that?
Granted, yes.
We get to choose what we take with us.
Everything.
Instead of nothing? That's a good choice.
Well, we shall have to organize a field trip, I suppose.
It's approximately 6 teleports away.
Only. Well, you're from there. Can't you get your father to get us like some transports or something to there? Mm-hmm.
Sorry. I can try, but I doubt it.
And so I do plan on contacting Daddy Kins.
Yes.
Scrying. Oh, wait, that's not communicate. We can't communicate back and forth, can we?
No.
What about far speech?
How about schizophrenia? I've been talking to my father for the past hour.
You need to lay off the studying.
I see equations. Parabola.
Isosceles.
Oh, yes. Another year older.
Are we really? Sweet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I haven't been keeping track of that.
The dwarf. it won't matter for you.
I'm still 150. Okay. I'm 150 years young.
Yeah, they're like 152.
Like 150-ish.
I am now 20. I'm almost legal to drink.
I am now 19.
Oh, man. How many children do you have?
I have 12 wives and 3 children back in my home.
Stab.
Gross.
And your current wife goes, not anymore.
Comes in wiping off a bit of blood.
Well, I speak Alidorfian now, so.
Soranian. Alidorf is a different area.
No, I know Soranian and Alidorfian. I took 2 languages out of it.
I was like, so you can actually speak the language of the people in Light Castle now.
Yes, I can. I studied. I took one of those.
By the way, all the books in the library say that they're barbaric savages.
They can just keep on thinking that.
Yeah, the more they think that, the less we have to worry about them coming in and trying to do stupid shit.
No, there is stupid shit that goes down there all the time. The stupid shit doesn't come back to tell them otherwise.
They're like, this is much better here. Fuck them.
We're going to civilize these people when they get there. Wow, this place is awesome. This place is great.
What, you have social welfare? Holy hell. Screw that.
You mean I can actually work a job I love?
Screw those uppity wizard bastards.
What do you want?
I took a bite out of it.
That was easy. I got hungry.
There you go.
Yeah, that was me. Actually, I did that on that one. I was screwing around and went, anyway, I was like...
You... Nathan Cooties.
Sorry about killing one of your bennies.
No, I haven't been right there. I lose enough of it.
Well?
I'm going to go grab my t-shirt. I want people to get along for a little bit. So that they'll be nice and...
Wow. Oh, that was a pocket of... That was nice. A pocket of sauce.
Whoa.
One of the reasons I love going to Wisconsin.
Well, how do I go about contacting my Papa John?
Well, you could go the mundane way and send a letter, which you should expect a response in about 6 months.
Right, that's out.
You pay for teleportation over there and meet him in person. Or you hire a candle mage, which are able to talk basically long distances.
Right.
Farspeak.
Yes, except they have to do it via candle. So the other person on the other side must have a candle.
I'm going to create a spell that allows you to speak to people from distances, long distances.
Maybe next year?
Yeah, without candles. Yeah, first speak.
Interesting choice as an evocationist. So you shout harsh words across long distances.
Burn! Ow!
Or remote spell casting, where I can talk to you, force speak. Oh, by the way, pyrokinesis.
I can do that for long distances, too.
Oh, that'd be obnoxious.
Alright. Well, in order to contact my father, I have to go through a candle mage, otherwise, we have to use lovely postal service.
I don't think we have time for the postal service.
No, we'll have graduated by then. Either I teleport out there to talk to him in person, or use a candle mage to speak to him, and if I'm going to teleport anyway...
Might as well just teleport out there completely.
And surprise the old man. But, we should check on the price of both, I say.
Where did my woman put my PHB?
She ate it.
I have it.
Can I steal it?
I'm not your woman.
But my girlfriend took it over there.
Because ours is over there in the corner.
I'm his woman. Girl.
I want to be your man.
Okay. Yeah, you can be my man, but I'm not going to be your man.
Yeah, that'd just be weird.
Alright, to teleport out there, assuming they charge you a fair price, it's going to be approximately 2,100 gold.
We can all go together?
Yes. That'll even bring your little chime monkey.
Alright, and what about the lovely candle mage?
Costs about
100 gold to send a 1 hour message. That's about how long the candle lasts.
Well, obviously there's a winner here. One that's significantly less expensive.
Well, if we didn't get any more money, I don't have any.
Yes, what are our funds? I have 5 gold.
I have 395 gold.
I have absolutely nothing.
And 1 ruby. That we still haven't sold yet.
Yes.
I can't sell around here, that's for damn sure.
Oh, but you actually got 5 gold from somewhere?
Somewhere, yes.
Yeah, oh yeah, because you were looted by Sarnin, I forgot. Oh yes, the lords took a pity on you in 3
yes.
5 gold pieces each.
And I took them.
If you could keep it down, Kitty. Actually, I have headphones.
I sold all that stuff that I have.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that small box there. Yes. And I have this really nice platinum ring I think I'm going to give to my wife as a wedding band.
You like that?
I have the poison dagger that I've been lucky enough not to...
Cut yourself on?
Stab someone?
To poke myself on.
Yes, well, let me warn you, my father is a bit, brusque.
Should we give him the poison dagger?
Oh, God, no. He might use it on me.
Should we contact my father for money?
Oh, no, 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 no. No need to contact a barbarian.
I take a step back.
And another step back. Just get in the facts, you old bean.
Open up the book on Syrian culture and history. Put it in his face. Read it.
Well, you're surprised that they've been in about as many wars as you have, which is, you know, usually about once every 5 years.
Oh, yes, barbaric, of course.
And your country is any different?
Oh, no, our country is much more civilized when it comes to warfare.
Yes, we prefer trebuchets. Be in their face? Heavens.
No.
Trebuchets and knights! If you run them over, you can't see their faces. And then you don't feel bad about
why
yourself.
Why would we use soldiers? We just pull out the mages and just drop fire from above, from a distance.
Yeah, you hope you're not fighting the dwarves, because you start dropping magic and they're like, is it raining?
Do you feel something?
No, but the dwarves are bringing out the war machines, like the, that nice device that's got the 2 spinning lariat wheels on the front, and you just push it forward, and as it hits things, it just rips their heads off.
Yeah.
It's still in field testing.
It's awesome when it works, though.
However, if you roll a 1 or 2 on a misfire...
Yeah, the machine breaks down. That's bad news. Those things go flying, and anything they hit is pretty much gone.
Alright.
Not Warhammer.
Right, let's go get one of those
cannons. Talking about Warhammer. That's a real siege weapon.
I know.
We need Leonardo da Vinci, too, don't we?
Presumably. Let's go find us a candle mage.
There's one present inside the tower. So let me just actually keep in contact. Good. Who knew?
Bah, contact. That's so important.
They try to coordinate their horrible, terrible, deathly finals.
Yeah, we're thinking of sending some students to hell. That's awesome. What layer?
Well, we're thinking of the 3rd layer. That's even cooler. Think they'll make it back?
No. Use it to take bets. Amongst the other schools. Alright, well, we'll go find a candle mage and get us one of them candles.
Well, there's indeed a candle mage. He's actually been present here in school. You actually haven't seen him. You basically trapped inside a small closet with a candle.
Going. I talk to everyone, but no one talks back.
Lovely, we need one of your candles.
Who are you? How may I direct your message?
I wish to speak to my father.
And your father's name is?
My father's name... I don't know if we ever should settle a name for him.
Jeff.
My father's name's... My father's name's Imad Isan Ibn Ruhad. Because you know who my father's name is because I'm Ibn Imad. So my father's name is Imad. Because I'm son of Imad.
Jihad.
Lord Frederick Gaston.
Contacting Frederick Gaston. What the bloody hell is it?
Hello, Father.
What are you doing contacting?
contacted me. I told you never to talk to me again.
Oh, that's enough, Father. I have a very important business to conduct with you.
What, you finally grew a pair like your brother?
That hurts, you know.
Feelings are, of course, the utmost important to me.
Well, yes, I am here learning the ways of magic in order to make things...
You're on the other side of the world for a good reason.
Yes, and I need to come home with some friends.
Oh, your mother was right.
Not permanently, you wonderful old man. I would like to tell you that I am a knight, by the way.
Oh, been out at night?
No, well, yes, but
that's beside the point. Have you found a woman yet?
Several, yes.
What's he talking about?
Somehow I'm beginning to get the feeling that you're not telling me something, like you're gay.
I am not, that is utterly preposterous.
No, actually, it's quite interesting. He had the whole...
Is that your boyfriend?
No, that is my colleague. He's a barbarian, so please show some respect.
I am not a barbarian.
Why have you not civilized him yet?
I've been trying, but he punches very hard.
Well, punch back. Oh, wait.
I would. I was in prison, you know.
I knew it. We shouldn't have bothered sending you there. Might as well put you on the front line.
Yes, but I survived. I am now a junior at this college.
Do you have any tattoos?
No, of course I have not.
Gang affiliations?
No, not I know of. Ah, it is pleasant to speak to you, Father. Ah,
yes, I do miss these old banters.
Yes, yes. Anyway, we have received our junior assignment for this semester of a project that will take us, well, to your neck of the woods, and we require some assistance in getting transportation home.
Right, I can send a ship out immediately.
And how long will that take?
Oh, I don't know. 3 months.
Oh, no. That's far too long. We need teleportation immediately.
Oh, well, see, there's quite an issue with that.
Oh, no. Well, how much did you lose, Father?
Well, the slaves revolted. I know. Again? They are revolting, but they revolted.
Well, yes, of course. Oh, I have a servant, I might add. Yes,
oh, my own servant. Finally, you're showing some initiative. Yes, well, unfortunately, the first thing they burned was the wizard school here.
Oh!
So I guess it was good that I sent you to the other side of the world. You owe me your life.
But, Father, I already owe you my life. You are my father, technically, of course. You are my father, aren't you?
Anyway. At least that's what I take, but of course I shouldn't speak with your mother on the subject.
Yes. We can't bother her for any of this, of course not. Mm-hmm.
Not if you want to come back out with your balls.
He said he didn't have any anyway, so...
There's a reason for that. I have my mother.
They're sitting right there on the wall, next to her father.
Next to my father's and brother's. It's a nice set. Dangles from her.
You have to sew them back on first.
You have to sew them back on first.
It's a wind chime.
It's a wind chime in her carriage.
I wonder why you winced occasionally for no apparent reason.
Yes. Anyway. Very well, then.
Anything that makes that kind of...
Well,
I never heard a metal boot contacting with a person with a man's groin. That sound is usually what exudes from their throat.
Well then, Father, we have two different options. You can send me money, and I can get teleportation from here. Or we could, of course, do the ship.
The ship is going to be too slow.
Yes.
If we can get remunerated, if we can get funds to get there, we can get him reimbursed once we get there. Because I'm sure there's.
I'm afraid
stuff we can do.
I can't send you any money. I'd love to teleport it to you, but the wizard school has been burned, and all the wizards were killed and made into flags.
Very well.
By the slaves.
They're very dangerous, you know.
Oh, yes, they're barbaric.
Apparently
what the hell do you use for slaves? Hobgoblins?
Orcs and ogres.
Orcs and ogres, good for manual labor.
You idiots! No wonder they revolt. They only outnumber you 5-1.
They are revolting, yes, I will agree with that.
Do you see what I have to put up with over here?
Yes. I should send your mother, she would civilize
me. Oh, God, no. She'd have every professor here dead in a minute.
We have to do our homework.
That is true. But then I would have to deal with my mother.
Death, mother.
Death, death, mother, death. Death, mother, death. Death. Death over mother. Yes. You have a mother, don't you? Yes.
My mother's been dead for as long as I can remember.
Yeah, oh, yes. It's a Disney
movie. You're a lucky, lucky man.
Yes. Not from what my father says.
Oh, well, yes. Yeah.
You have to understand the
and
culture.
Your father is a good liar.
He's a good musician.
Again,
instrument.
Pull open the book, show you the culture. This is how women are in our culture.
Yes. We know how accurate some of these books are.
The guy's in there with the candle just kind of like looking at the wax.
We have an hour. It'll be plenty fine, old bean. Perhaps we could make some arrangement to teleport there and collect the funds, and of course have some sort of a scroll to teleport us back.
Well, actually, I've heard of this. I don't know if there's any mages around here that can do it, but they have like the ability to teleport something, a specific place, and then with the end of the spell, they pull it back after a set period of time.
Yes, like a slingshot. That. We have several options open to us.
He's not dead yet. He'll survive.
He's not dead.
He's pining for the fjords. He's resting.
Polly!
All right.
Hello, Polly!
This bird is stoned.
When did this all happen anyway, Father?
Oh, last couple of months.
Last couple of months? How about our servants? Did they revolt as well?
Yes, I'm afraid ours were the ones leading the way.
Oh.
This is what we get for educating them.
Yes, we'll have to rectify that next.
Yes.
There's no more education for them. Education only leads to nastiness.
And yet you're educated.
In the lesser race.
Of course. But of course, what should we expect? They were lesser.
Yes, not many ogres and orcs around here. I have to settle for a kobold, but he is a stout little lad.
A kobold? Interesting. They're good at manual labour?
Not so much, no, but they're very, very enthusiastic about helping.
Ah!
Not very effective when they revolt, I've noticed.
May have to look into that.
Yes, but just get several to make up for the fact, of course, for the lack of manual labour.
Maybe goblins.
Goblins? Yeah, goblins smell, though. Well, orcs smell. Ogres there. Get used to those, really. Right.
He's so cute.
Oh, the mouse.
She brought it up and just stood there with it in her mouth. And then she just opened her mouth and it.
Very well.
I love her sideways swimming on the carpet.
Very well.
Maybe we should just walk.
There's about three oceans that separate you.
Yes.
We're on the opposite side of the world.
Yes.
One more.
Right.
I'm beginning to think our teachers hate us, sending us all the way across the world for our.
Maybe the project is getting there.
Could of course be. Oh, Father, have you heard of any sort of a cult out that way called the Cult of Malatok at all?
Yes, we've noticed a few crazies running out and eating people.
Yes, this is what our project is about. Is about this cult of some kind.
Well, I hear they took up residence in a former fortress that was, well, destroyed by the orcs.
Really? What happened to them after that?
Well, they moved in after the orcs destroyed the
garrison.
Oh, garrison.
Lovely. Do you know which one, specifically? Would I know of it?
The orc group? Or the garrison?
This fortress.
You might. It's the fortress at Gurnard's Head. That'd be a knowledge history.
Gurnard's Head.
21.
Not really your neck of the woods, but...
24.
Nathan, you know that it... Your people... Tyrion has tried to invade Rudmore a couple of times.
We succeeded once.
And failed.
No, we succeeded once.
It depends on which side you're talking to, who actually won.
They failed.
Do I look like a barbarian?
No. Therefore, you failed.
How old is your capital now? Therefore, we succeeded.
You don't know your history.
It's basically a 900-foot peak, a very small, slender peak, that is a pain in the living hell to get through. is you can either climb 250 sheer foot drop and try and invade that way, or you can invade by going underwater.
Which is what we did.
You did, but you realized that they also put where all their aquatic ogres down there.
Yeah. It was not a fun fight.
Yeah, in fact, it's never been taken. Except until apparently recently.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Maybe the orcs flung themselves on catapults up the mountainside.
Sounds like something an orc would do.
Oh, yes.
Also, an orc is about the only creature I can think of that could actually manage to fling themselves up a mountainside with a catapult and not be dead when they hit the ground.
Yes, yes, yes.
However, if they hit the walls, it makes a very interesting crunching, splattering sound.
Yes, well, when you have enough orcs, you can eventually calibrate it correctly.
Now, what do you folks think? Of course, we could research a little bit more and see if what we can do about obtaining a teleport out there and paying for it later. Or we need to find some source of ready income here.
I still have a couple things that we might be able to sell for some cash.
Oh, well. Well, you may hear from me again, Father.
Ah, good.
But know that I am a knight of... I have been knighted by the Kingdom of Sauron.
It's respectable, although it's a bunch of lovers and crazed adventurers.
Yes, but I gain the favor of their king himself.
Their king certainly wasn't...
Well, at least it's a stepping stone. Maybe you might to see a decent noble to knight you here in Runmore, but of course you'll have to work for it, you lazy git.
Thank you, Father. I do miss these little diatribes.
Yes, quite.
Say hello to Mother for me.
I will attempt.
But of course, don't put yourself in harm's way.
Me? Never.
send my brother first. Good day, Father.
The guy pulls out a ruler. That'll be 10 gold.
Fantastic.
One platinum piece. It's worth 10 gold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he takes it, looks at it.
Bites it. Stuffs it in his cleavage.
Stuffs it. Rich kids.
I'll have you know I worked very hard for that coin. I've got the scars to prove it.
That's how you could make money. Put him in fights.
Are you out of your damn mind?
You're asking this now? We've known her for several years now.
She's never shown any signs of insanity before.
She is
him, on the other hand.
She is, of course, out of her mind.
Just a thought.
No.
Okay. Well, then, let us go see if we can raise some funds and negotiate various things, see if there's any work that we can go do around, not necessarily in the tower, but elsewhere.
An excuse to get out of the tower, I take it?
Yes, that would be...
it's one of the 10 laws not to leave the tower, but everyone breaks that law, because, well, laws are there for freshmen.
They're more guidelines, really, and they're there for freshmen, not us. But anyway, we'll be on those laws.
Hey, why do they get to go outside? You asked a question, you must now die.
It's like, hey, why are they? Shut up.
Ow! That's the first thing you learn in Wizards College.
Go over and knee them in the groin.
First thing you learn in Wizards College. You don't ask questions about Wizards College.
Precisely.
There's no such thing as Wizards College.
But, oh, okay.
Judging from the way...
I've got an 8 con. Don't hit me.
Judging from all the new faces we see here, we see someone's breaking rule number one.
Well, where do you wish to attempt to get a source of income from?
Well, you can make wands, right?
Yes, of course, but we need funds to make wands. Hmm.
Well, make the students who want the wands to pay for the amounts, the funds to actually manufacture the wand, and then
I could talk to stupid freshmen who are flush with cash, of course, and see if they wish for any wands because those level one wands, those level one wands, those early wands are fairly easy to make.
Fiddly spells,
yes, we can make, but it is kind of exhausting, you know. Assuming I still have to burn XP from them.
Yes, you do.
Yes. It is rather exhausting.
I don't have the ability to craft anything cool like that.
You can make wooden nickels.
Oh, I forgot to add in my +2 miscellaneous bonus and all my mental checks.
Yeah, because you guys are now nice and rested, because you guys have small apartments to yourselves.
Basically, let's see.
you basically roll, and you get whatever your the DC of the object you're trying to craft. So if it's like a DC 19, times your roll. So let's say you need a 19 and you rolled a 20. So it's 19 times 20 in silver pieces. So that's approximately what, 38, something like that, gold pieces that have been crafted.
I can make some small, you know, gold and metal trinkets for people that they can, you know, enchant. I can make rings and stuff. I have metal working.
It's entirely up to you guys on how you want to make some income.
I say we adventure, though. I mean, we can get all sorts of different types of spells and stuff if we go dungeon delving and stuff. I've heard all about it. I read about it in the books. Apparently, it's very good for the higher students to actually go and, you know, clean out a dungeon of various different monsters and claim all their treasure and stuff and sell what they can't use. Well, at least that's what I read.
There's one town that seems to be centered all around adventurers, and you guys have been there.
Let's go back. I like that town.
Yes, but how much would it cost to get back there? We'd have to raise some funds for that as well, won't we?
It's true.
Can't we contact them and have them transport us there if they need us?
Why would they do that, really? I mean,
well, we could ask them if we could get an advance on being teleported there and then work off the debt there and make enough money to be teleported to where we need to go one more.
That is true.
They might be willing to do that. I mean, they are, you know, interested in people coming to the area.
But I'm
definitely looking at buying a home there.
I can certainly create some summon monster wands like the one I have quite easily.
Yes?
Phlegm.
Oh.
Things are blooming in Kansas.
I thought you were a student. Being like,
of course, cost about 375 gold to create one. And then, of course, they would generally go for about twice that amount. And could, of course, undercut slightly, you know, corner the market a little, of course.
I don't know if anybody else left in our age range.
That's true. But you can go buy them. You know, you can go buy these ones around in the shop, can't you?
Yeah, but they're about 700 gold apiece.
750. Is that how much it was when I bought them?
So, if we cut them, undercut them by what? 100 gold?
Yeah, well, we have to make a profit out of it.
Give us 175 gold profit.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm sorry, 275 gold profit. My math sucks. I'm a magic user?
Whoa. You're an evocationist. You just blow stuff up. You don't think about it.
What's the level at? 7 XP? Total? What? Level 7 XP.
Level 7 base, if I remember.
It's 21,000, isn't it?
Yes, 21,000.
Okay. So you have 1,400.
Basically, each one would cost me 30 XP to make. So, and I've got an extra. I'm at 22,491. So.
Yes. Yeah, so we got a way.
So we've got something we can I can burn without it being detrimental to my health.
Well, why don't we advertise that we're in the business of making wands? Give them, tell them that prices are not negotiable.
Yes.
But they will be the lowest prices they will find here in the school. Because my guess is more than likely it's not. No one else is going to be able to.
And I can basically make one a day.
Crafting one takes one day for each 1,000 gold pieces in its base price. So I can essentially make one and a half a day. Roundabouts, yes. One and a fourth a day, basically.
All right. So every week you make
of its base price.
Of its base price, which is 300 and.
Now the base price is $750.
Oh. All right. Well, let's advertise around. Hey, Saucy. Go see if you can find some drum us up some business for wand people wanting low level wands. I don't know what his. I don't even have his character.
I do have. I do have craft woodworking at it +6.
So I can make one.
I know he has a relatively decent gather information, which is what I'm.
Just like probably like a +9. It'd probably be like a +13 by now, if he was keeping up with it.
This could also be something we do while we go and adventure as well.
Yes,
we should find out how much it would cost to go to this place again.
I'm gonna go check that out.
Go to Lake Castle.
Yeah, because they're like the place that.
They are one teleport away, which is 350 gold pieces
for all of us.
For everyone.
I have enough money to get us there.
What name?
But you guys owe me. Because I teleported our asses here, remember?
Yes, of
he
course.
He owes me, because I saved him from prison.
And it costs
I owe you
all
both,
my
thank you. I know this.
And both of you owe him because otherwise you wouldn't be passing.
Damn straight.
So everyone owes each other. Wait, this does sound like a college group.
I do believe.
Me twice. Because I got us out of that hellhole.
So who's paying for pizza this week?
I got us out from White Cat. White Castle?
We went to White Castle?
I was going to say, actually, I almost said White Castle from the Futurama movie. I'm sorry. No, White Lake.
Lake Castle.
Thank you.
White Lake Castle.
It's a castle in the middle of a lake. Therefore, it's Lake Castle.
Yeah. I got us from Lake Castle back to the school.
Could be White Castle Lake.
It'd be fabulous if we could find some permanent way of going there. I'm coming back.
What about creating a dimensional doorway?
No, that would be fairly expensive, you know what I mean?
But we could do a permanent one. It'd cost us a lot of money, but then we wouldn't have to...
Yeah, well, you're talking about creating, if I'm not mistaken, you're talking about creating a gate.
It's Teleportation Circle, which is a 9th level spell.
Yes.
To be able to cast it, you need a level 17 caster to make it permanent. Yes. I think it's like 12,000 gold.
Yes.
We could come up with 12,000 gold. I mean, you do realize how much gold that I've burned through getting us back here, right?
Yes.
About 3,000.
Of course, we need funds, of course, yes.
So if
I'm exploring different areas we can go with.
And what level
is teleport?
Pull out the big ruby.
So it'd be a 5th level spell. Ready, we need at least a 9th level caster, right?
Yes.
Money pouch. Bad saucy, get your hands away.
It's a large rock there.
It's a ruby.
Shiny.
It's a ruby. It's not a rock. Well, I guess
it's
yes,
a rock. It would cost roughly 16,875 gold to create a wand of teleportation.
You cannot actually create a wand.
But I can't actually create it.
Because wands cannot be higher than 4th level.
Yeah, lovely.
Yeah.
You can create a wand of fireballs.
Balls! I can create a wand of fireballs.
Sometimes I wish I'd never gotten you neutered.
A wand of fireballs is significantly less. It would cost me only it would only cost about 5,625 gold to create.
How many times can you use that wand before it dries up?
50.
50?
Yes.
It's an awful lot of fireballs.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes you need a lot of fire.
Anyways. And I can cast fireball. I have studied that spell.
I know. It's in my spell book too. I can't cast it.
Yes, you're getting close.
Couple more months of studying, and maybe I'll be capable of casting it. But yes, I can get us to Lake Castle. But then I will be broke, and we will be at their mercy, because I will have 40 gold to my name, and the ruby.
Yes.
Which I guess I should have sold to the dwarf, the blacksmith.
If we go back, we can sell it to him.
I know.
Oh,
yes,
you mean the one that's not there.
There is a dwarf there.
There is a dwarf there.
Yeah.
He's just dead to you because of something.
He's dead to you.
He explained it, but I still don't understand it very well.
No, he's a dwarf. I really understand them too much.
I'm still trying to figure out why he voluntarily cut his beard off.
You'll have to talk to him.
I'm sure he'll be
more than willing to.
Your race is a stubborn race.
Getting him
insults on insults.
No, not insults. It's just strictly facts. Yeah. The race is stubborn.
Yeah. Let me let you in on a little secret.
A little secret.
It's all right to be honest about things, but one thing you never want to say in front of a dwarf is that they're stubborn.
Well, they are stubborn.
They tend to
just like your people are barbarians.
My people are not barbarians.
Yes, they are. We've been over this several times now.
Refraining from hitting you.
Okay,
because I'm not a barbarian, and my culture is not barbaric.
No, we're getting the barbarian out of you, of course. Your eye is twitching again, old bean. You should really have that looked at.
Yeah, it's a tumor, I'm sure. I'm sure I will excise it shortly.
Yeah, well, I should go to the medical wing. Mm.
Like they could help me. No. It's a bad idea to state the truth like that in front of a dwarf, because they usually carry very sharp objects and they're knee height.
Well, do you wish to stay here for a short while and gather funds by this wand creation method?
Let's stay for a couple days, see if we can make some money by you making some wands.
and I'll get everything lined up with the teleportation. Are you okay? Can you go lay down for a little bit?
What do you think we should sell them for? If they generally gave us $750.
Undercut, buy $100 and see if we can sell them for that.
$650, yes.
$100. 100 gold.
Fabulous.
The 650 gold would still give you a 275 gold markup.
Yes.
I don't understand how that works, since you're asking them to pay for the materials as well.
Well, what do you think they're paying for when they pay for 750 gold? They're still paying for the materials.
Yes.
Well, I didn't know.
Well, yeah, the thing is you're paying for the materials and the cost of the wand. So what we say is you pay for the materials, which is 375 gold, mm-hmm. and then on top of that, for the making of the wand, the time and the effort and the energy, and because it's exhausting, okay. to make the wand, it's an additional 275, which brings the total to 650, which is still $100, 100 gold.
On top of
it. No. Which is still 100 gold under what you would pay if you tried to buy it from the store.
Yes.
Make some sense.
Yes, that's. So I think we're going to wait a few days and see if we can make any money.
Let me roll a d4. Okay, four students come.
Fabulous!
One is asking for a wand that will help him do better on tests.
A wand of cheat.
Very well, I think I can assist with that.
Okay, how much?
Oh, so it would be a simple, easy spell, yes.
Take a look at our...
Just out of character, what spell are you actually planning on using for that?
Oh, I have no idea.
Summon monster. Everyone's gonna use
it. It will help you on your test. What is your school, old boy?
Generalist.
A generalist, oh, yes.
And I haven't picked one yet. I'm in general studies right now.
Oh, yeah, you're undecided, of course.
The weed-out portion.
Typical. You should know what you want to be before you even make it to this school.
So you're wanting something that can help you study, eh? I do believe we can help you with that.
Wait, where's that spell that increases your intellect for a period of time?
Wolf's Cunning, level 2.
Yeah. Hey. I pull open a book.
I don't think we have that spell, though.
But we could find it.
Oh.
It's not in this book.
It's not Wolf's Cunning, though. It's Fox's Cunning.
Oh, sorry. Fox's Cunning.
Fox, Wolf. We're all canine.
Yeah, one's Canis Lupus and one's Canis Regalis. Oh my god, I can't believe I just said that. I am such a fucking geek. Canis Regalis is not what foxes are. Can't remember what foxes are, though. Fox is cunning, huh?
None of us ever felt the need to raise our intellect.
Be good.
How does it? How much does it cost to research a spell?
To research a spell, I think it's 100 gold pieces per spell level.
So that'd be. So we'd add 200 to that.
Yeah, we could add 200 gold to the top to the total.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, it'll be slightly more expensive because.
Yes, it is a higher level spell actually. The spell I'm thinking of, it would basically cost to make the wand. It would cost 2,250 gold. Plus another 200, so it'd be 2,450.
That's how much it sells for normally?
It sells would sell normally for 4,500.
So if we sell it for...
4,000.
4,000? Let's show him what we know, or what we have, and tell him the price because of the difficulty of making the wand, and see what he thinks.
Yes.
That's well outside his price range.
Yeah, really.
Well, I'm sorry that we cannot help you in that method, then.
Some monster.
You could give us something a tad... Well... It will be useful, being that we have gone through your spell... gone through your level of schooling, of course. There's, of course, things that... there's a spell that we could use that would, of course, help quite a bit.
Oh, and what's that?
Which one? Ender elements?
Yes. I seem to recall our final for the first year.
There's Ender elements.
What's the one you're thinking of?
Oh, Read Magic.
Definitely.
It's a zero level spell.
Read Magic?
Yes.
Yes. That comes in very handy.
How do zero level wands work?
It's half of a level one wand, okay. So 375.
It's like 300.
So yes. It cost us a mere 187 gold and 5 silver to make.
Endure elements.
So we could do that for, we could do a wand of read magic for him for 300.
What does read magic do?
Read magic allows you to read all magic. Magic spells and anything else that you might have problems
with. Yeah, so you don't have to worry about memorizing such thing, it'll be.
So we'll let him know what we've come up with and see which one he prefers.
He will definitely go for the cheaper one.
Yes. Read magic. You don't have to worry about reading those scrolls and spell books, old bean.
Deciphering them, you mean?
No, not decipher them. Just use this and it's there.
Yay!
Which will definitely help you on your tests.
And it can be yours for the mere price of 300 gold.
Okay, that I can afford.
Woo!
Boom. Hello? No, it might be
next day, next day.
No, next student, because you said there was four that were interested.
The second one wants to have a wand of Scorching Ray. Apparently he's got a beef with another student.
Okay. Well, that's actually a spell I know.
Can I help
that's
you?
A level,
I have
that's
work.
A level 2 spell, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do. Yeah, yes. It's to be fabulous, actually. It's fine dwarven craftsmanship.
Maybe we can make them in half the time.
I look at him and go, you do realize that due to the level of that spell, that would make the wand significantly more expensive than the first
one. Oh, it's fine. I'll pay anything to get this guy killed.
Wow.
We know nothing. Unless his name is that one guy.
Which one?
Hilkdorf.
Well, you have a problem.
Von Hilkdorf.
He'll be dead before the school year is out. And it won't be by my hands.
It's like, oh, him. Yes, we know him.
Scorching,
he is a bastard.
Scorching Ray. I actually know that spell.
It's a second level spell.
I know. So the wand will be about 4,000 gold.
Let's see.
Is this guy okay?
Level 2, I have to cast it as a third level caster, at least.
I could cast it.
Is there any component cost to it?
It is verbal and somatic.
Yeah, at the bottom, is there a? Nope. It's just verbal and somatic. So yeah, yeah.
Verbal and somatic. There's
no material components. We already know that spell. So, going market rate on that's 4,500 old bean.
Yeah, I know. So we could sell it for 4,000. Yes. And still make him a profit off of it.
It will take several days.
Several days, though.
It'll take me 5 days to complete that.
All right. Is there anything we can help you with to make that go faster?
Well, she knows woodworking. She'll be working on making the wands. I, of course, work on the magic.
Do you need like the brass ringing or anything like that on any of the wands?
No.
Just all wood?
Fine dwarven craftsmanship and all. But yes, is 4,000 adequate?
Can you get it done any faster?
We can get it done in 4.5 days. It's as fast as I can get it done.
If I double the price, can you get it done faster?
I have no idea, can I?
You could certainly try.
I can certainly try, old bean. Give it the old college try.
I'll pay you once I get the wand, then.
Very well.
Work hard on it. And the next student?
He'll pay for the components.
Yeah.
Just to make sure.
$2,250.
But he's not going to pay the rest of the money until he gets
the wand.
The wand. Next student wants a wand of light. It's another zero level.
Is it dark?
No, he's just tired of lighting candles.
I don't blame him. That's why I carry around the continual light stone. The ruby.
Okay, and light spells zero?
Zero level.
Mm-hmm.
That's another
300 gold.
300, yes. 300 gold will be. Very well!
And last but not least, the last student in line.
Ask for a teleport wand.
I'm sorry, old bean, it can't be done. The spell is far too powerful to contain within a tanky little stick. You have to get staff for that. No, I can't make those quite yet.
Yes, old bean, of course.
Give us till next year and we can make you a staff of teleportation, I'm sure.
What did you need a staff of teleportation for, anyway?
Oh, well, half my group didn't make it back from the final.
Oh, yeah.
So I have to go get them.
Cut your losses.
No, find another group, old bean, unless you're very attached to that one.
My suggestion would be to hook up with a small group of adventurers in the local town and run some local monster slaying.
Where is it that you left them, old bean?
Fae?
Fae?
Yeah, that's where we got teleported to. It's a simple knowledge arcana, DC 10. I'm pretty sure all of you can make it.
Yes. Even with one.
I got a 25.
You think your headmaster's evil? Those ones actually try to kill you. They don't even passively try and hide it. They try and kill you.
They?
Yeah.
What? So, good God. How are you going to get back there?
I don't know. I was going to try.
Honestly, unless, like, your wife is in
What's
that
your
group?
Specialization, old bean?
Divination.
Ew.
You might want to divine whether they're still alive.
Here's some divination for you, old bean. They're all dead. Don't go back.
Find yourself a nice group.
Because, I'm sorry, I don't... That place is deadly even
you have
to...
four rooms to yourself now.
I don't think he cares about that.
Expand your magical horizons, old bean.
Before you attempt to travel back to Thay, as god-awful as that place is, you might want to divine whether they're still alive or not. You're scrying or something, because that place is deadly to everyone.
Including Thay.
Yeah. There's a reason why the people coming from that country are classified as barbarians. They have to be to survive.
No, they are quite civilized. And if you cross their civilization, you die.
Noted!
Anywho.
Okay.
Scary,
so we've got
scary,
three
freaking place.
We've got three wands to make. It will take us
6 days.
Just over 5 days, so it'll take us 6 days to make them.
Unless we can make that one faster.
Unless we can make that one faster, yes.
Well, if you don't have to craft the wand itself for the woodworking, that should cut down on that piece, because she's going to be much faster at crafting the wand, the woodworking piece, than you would be.
I'd have to work very hard on that one, so...
I think we should finish that one first.
Yes.
If we can get it done faster than 5 days, I think you can pull on a tidy sum.
Yes, the others I'm not too concerned about. That one will take some... That one will take some work. Very well, then. To work.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Batman!
Well, the two people who requested the Detect Magic and the Light Wand...
Read Magic, sorry.
...will generally come and pick up their wands. The individual who was going to pick up the Scorching Ray Wand, you will find has been expulsed.
Oh, lovely.
For attempting to murder a fellow student.
Before he had the wand?
Yeah.
Before or after we created the wand?
Well, you're now sitting there holding the wand.
No. Okay.
Well, man.
But he didn't pay us. He just paid us for the material cost, right?
Yes.
So we have this wand, and whoever can use it can use it.
We all can use it. What are you talking about? We're all magic users.
So pretty much we just broke even on that one.
Yeah, we broke even.
But we have a wand.
Yes.
But we made 100.
You made some money off the other two.
125 gold off the other two.
Apparently, you know, waiting the 4 days wasn't enough for him.
I could have done a day early, and the bastard still wasn't soon enough. You know what he needed? A calm spell.
Or a knife.
We made a total of 225 gold off of that old bean.
Zadic Attack! We have dice of every stripe, any color scheme and shape you can imagine! Exclusive dice, gold-plated dice, blank dice, label dice, cheat dice, D8 ability dice, crystal dice, time dice within dice, and jumbo foam dice for when you feel the inescapable urge to pelt your fellow players or annoying commercial announcers. And that's just a few of them! We sell enough dice to form a high-intensity plastic bridge from the Earth to the Moon! What's more, any order over $30 gets $3 off when you use the coupon code RADIO! Who wants a set?
I do.
Who else?
Me.
Anyone else?
Why are you ignoring me?
I'm not ignoring you. I'm cutting you off.
What?
You order a new set every day.
So?
Is there a 12-step program for Diceaholics? Because you, sir, have a problem.
That's really strange of you to say.
Green frosted, red speckled, violet glitter, blue translucent. You couldn't say no to these beauties if you wanted to.
I'm not an addict. I could stop collecting marbles anytime I like.
Marbles? You haven't been buying marbles this whole time. You've been buying dice.
That explains why I keep losing the marbles tournament. Those 4- and 6-sided marbles aren't really all that great for rolling.
You're not only a dice junkie, you're dumb, son. Dumb.
So can I get a set?
What'll it hurt? Sure.
Woohoo! Marbles!
Remember, folks, use the coupon code RADIO to get $3 off any order over $30 at GamersAddict.com.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
For more information, visit www.vorpalnetwork.com or www.canadiancrusaders.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. You can find us on the web at www.canadiancrusaders.com. The Gamers Haven Podcast is a member of the Vorpal Network at www.vorpalnetwork.com. Gamers Haven and Thousand Monkey Productions are copyright 2008 and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Stop by our website to check out our actual play feed, fill out our feedback guest book, or hit us on the forums. Music on the show is used with permission by Joe Hero Band, www.joehero.com. And this has been a Thousand Monkeys production.
Friday night and we're headed for the drive-in. You were mad at something you thought I said. Thought a night out with you and me and these, you would make everything alright. Thought you might like an Evil Dead marathon, watching Ash wreck and shop with his chainsaw. You were gone before he made it to the workshop. Now I'm standing here alone.
Hey, this is Adrian.
And this is Preston.
And we're the other scouts of White Rock, and we really like listening to the Gamers Haven.
Dungeons and Dragons, Wizards of College. This is the Vorpal Network.
Hello, this is Big Ben, owner of Big Ben's Burgers. Of course, the lovely home of the Haggis Burger. And if you want a PDF for your RPG collection, I'd say go to RPGnow.com and check out some fine, fine products. Of course, if you go there, try to go there through CanadianCrusaders.com or VorpalNetwork.com. And once you do so, you'll get a free Haggis Burger on me.
Not bad.
And we have a wand of scorching
ray.
You like blowing things up.
Damn straight.
Fine craftsmanship, I must say.
Thank you. Good work on your part.
So yes, now you have a wand of scorching burst.
Scorching ray.
Scorching ray, whatever.
I didn't know there was a scorching burst spell.
I think it's a druid level spell. No, that's sunburst, sorry.
Yeah, woo-hoo. That's what I'm thinking of.
That's a nasty one.
I like sunfire tomb.
You're going to be trapped in the sun, because I feel like
hello, it. Vampire! Yes. You're going to try to attack us!
Level 9 cleric spell from Book of Hollowed Night. And you're in the sun. But you're in the sun.
Vampire, vampire's like, oh, burning the entire eternity.
Okay, so we made a little extra. I've, of course, put that into the pool. So,
well, we have the money to make it to Lake Castle. By a long shot.
Are you keeping track of funds?
We made 225?
Yes.
Okay,
he is now.
So, we have 230 plus 38. We have 610 gold.
Excellent. That's enough to get us there. And potentially, yeah.
Almost back.
Almost back, yes.
Fabulous! I think this is a good start to the day.
Let's
go with that ruby. It's plenty enough to get us back, really.
Yes, if we can sell the ruby.
There we go. Oh, very well.
Sounds like no little guys in it.
Well, let's head off there.
What, like
and then
Skellerix or something?
We'll head off there, see what information we can gather there.
That's a fairy tale.
Do some adventuring, and then, of course, from that point on, we can probably teleport from there to where we need to go. So, yes, lovely. Hop, let's go pack.
do. Convenient cutscene.
Saucy in a bag. Metal bag on a stick. Hits the ground. What are those called? Halfling sacks?
Punching bags is what I refer to them as.
No. There's actually... Wasn't there a weapon called, like, a halfling sack where you actually shoved a halfling in a chainmail bag and you swung it like a weapon?
It's probably an orc weapon of some kind, yes.
Gnome chucks. Anywho.
Nice.
Well, you guys purchased the teleportation to Lake Castlin. Well, it's been, maybe a month or two. It doesn't appear to have changed terribly
much. We get there and it's on fire!
God damn it!
You'll see that the ever-growing mound of orc corpses is still piled outside. You'll notice that they have, like, people constantly throwing incense on it.
It's been a month. They've probably laid out where the first brick will go in the tower.
No, they haven't.
They're probably arguing over it right now.
You can go investigate.
Oh, no. I don't want to bother them. They'll set them back another year.
Well, let's go to the adventurer's board and see what we have available to us. Remember, there's a board right in the middle of the town.
Yeah, and you can see that there's about five or six other groups who are kind of going, oh, that one looks good. That one's ours! Back off!
It's like a little call number.
Yeah, call me tag.
If interested, please call tag.
Okay. Roll a d8, please. See which adventure you grab.
Five.
I rolled six.
Slay Orcus.
No, I think we'll skip that one.
Oh, sorry, that one's our one. That one's our one.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, grabbed the wrong one.
Yeah. You can have that one.
Well, Nathan, the one you grab is a request from Father Gregarious, head of the church, which you have met.
Mm-hmm. Nice guy.
Apparently, one of his relics was stolen by a thief from Sarnen.
Who? What'd you say?
Jessica's calling the people from Sarnen bastards.
Oh, those are the people that we had to escape from.
Yeah, the people that arrested him.
We're not going back there.
Well, for now, I don't think we're going to go back there because it would be, yeah.
Give me the wand.
We'll put that one back up. I'm sorry, Father. We'll have to do that one later.
Okay.
When we have Saucy back with us. Six. She rolled a six.
Six winds up being a...
Go to Sarnen and...
Kill everyone there. We can do that one.
Right then.
This is a raid. Anywho. You're the one you pulled. Apparently there's a tribe of orcs that are harassing the village of Northshore, a part of the Lake Castle Kingdom. And it's an entire tribe, and you are to go to the town and help figure out a way to either A, destroy the tribe, or B,
placate them?
Yeah.
That sounds lovely. I speak Orcish.
Yeah. Remember what happened to the whole of your slaves in your home country?
Well, yes. We're not in my home country, are we? These are savage orcs.
Right. Okay, you stand in front of everybody, then.
No, I think I can speak over you, actually. You're not that tall. I'll enunciate.
Project. Head. Pull. Around. In front.
Very well.
I'm experienced. They're going to hit us with the way he talks to people.
I'm experienced as talking to orc. They're very interesting species. You just have to be very, very firm with them.
All right, let's go.
It's like training a dog, really.
Please don't use that euphemism or that analogy when you actually get there, because I have a bad feeling.
Of course, I wouldn't. They don't know what a dog is. I'd use some term like a pig or a wog or something for him.
Well, you guys catch one of the
ferries from Lake Castle over to North Shore, if you guys will pay me a gold piece.
Sorry, sure. I don't have anything.
Just one for the entire team.
We can take something else in exchange.
Let's see, it costs us 350 to get here, right?
Yes.
So, we have 260 gold left. Times, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of us, so gold.
It's one it's two.
Team.
Yeah, one for the team.
Right. Paid.
Right.
Okay. By the way, you bring your wife?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why I said five.
I was making sure.
Well, what about...
Vic.
Yeah.
That was who else I was counting.
You left Saucy at home?
What the hell is he going to do?
Good point.
You left him in a bag back at the inn.
Yeah.
To a good home. Or to a good gnome.
Free to a good home.
Well, you ferry your way over, and you can see that this...
Your wife can fight, can't she?
Yes. Yes,
oh, yeah,
she can.
She fights a lot better than I do.
She's very scary when you piss her off.
She's...
Let me remind you, don't piss her off!
She's
your wife. You can piss her off.
I do believe that's the first time I've ever seen fear in your eyes.
You don't understand.
It's like my mother. No, I understand completely.
Y'all are wusses.
No, we're called realists, dear.
I agree with him on that one.
Well, you guys arrive at the besieged town.
It'll be a skill that you will pick up immediately when you get married. It must be.
Oh,
I love my wife. She's very sweet. I just, like I said, don't piss her off.
I love my wife. I'm just terrified of her every day.
The day you
have you ever seen my wife making toast, Polly?
The day you walk in and see she's reading a sappy romance novel, and right next to her is a bar of chocolate, you know to flee quickly.
You.
Oh no.
Quickly back out of the door. Back out of the
house. No.
Invisibility! Run!
No, it's freeze. They can't see movement.
Freeze. Yes. Invisibility is based on movement.
What movie? What show was that? Oh, that was The Family Guy with the
hooker and the. And the in the hotel rooms, like,
freeze,
and there's a hooker in the room. Don't move. The vision is based on movement.
Where'd you go?
That show is horribly wrong.
Yes.
Anyway, moving on.
You guys will see the besieged village of North Shore. A quick wooden palisade has been put up, and several
and it's on fire.
Platoons are within. Around the hills, on
summon water.
That are overlooking the village, you can see a horde of orcs, numbering at least in the thousands. And something else that strikes you as odd is they brought cannons.
Cannons?
Even humans have forgot the art of making cannons.
Where did they get cannons?
Follow me.
Where did they dredge up cannons? And do they work? Have they been firing them?
I would say yes, they work, old bean.
I'd say they work quite well.
Yes. It's a very well-funded orcs.
Your people still make cannons. How do we dismantle cannons?
Cannons are a carefully guarded secret among dwarves. And honestly, seeing them within the hands of orcs is about as infuriating as watching someone kick a puppy.
We wouldn't have given them to them.
No.
Bastards.
You would never give them to them. However, if they stole them...
Whatever I suddenly light up with fire.
So,
do we destroy them?
Can you see those? Can you see those cannons well enough to see if they're dwarfish design?
They are what? Maybe if you got closer, it's literally like town, hills, cannons, firing.
Lovely.
What if we ran a fireball down on top of that? Would that destroy those cannons? What's the range on Scorching Ray? How far can we fire that thing from?
Ask these horrible questions.
Oh, great PHB.
Yes.
Scorching Ray. 25 feet plus 5 feet per 2 levels.
Yeah, so you're looking maybe 35 feet?
Yeah.
I'm afraid that needs to be a tad closer, old man.
Expelliarmus! There goes the cannon.
Now, the fireball's an entirely different story. It's 400 feet plus 40 feet per level, so...
It's a good, 500 feet you can cast it?
Well, you can cast Fireball, but we better be prepared for the entire army to come down on us.
It's actually, if I cast it, it would be just over 600 feet.
I have an idea.
Hide and then cast the Fireball?
No. What better way to attack a reinforced emplacement of artillery than to rain fire on it from above? Now, if we can get some sort of flying animal that we can... fly on, and fire from above onto the target, it would be much harder for them to fire those cannons back at us or retaliate with arrows and bows from above.
Griffin?
A griffin, Pegasus,
A rock.
A dragon. A rock? Rock would rather eat us than fly us.
Not if I summoned it, old bean.
Oh, you can summon a rock.
Maybe. I don't know.
You should be able to summon a griffin.
I could summon a giant. I think I could summon giant eagles.
Giant eagle would be able to carry you. You just have to cast the fireball down. I'd say cast it.
Yes, I can summon a giant eagle.
I could also summon a gnome.
I could also summon a gnome or Pegasus. I could summon one.
Guess what? I was like, Mom, guess what? She's like, what? I said, I'm a monster.
Of course, it depends. I mean, there's my summonings would only stay around for a short time, however.
That is true. How long?
Your level in rounds.
Yes.
Times 6 seconds. That's how long it lasts.
45 seconds.
It'd be 7, yes. Not even a minute, really.
Or 42 seconds. Yeah, that.
Well, as the fairies, you know, pulling up into town, you guys are kind of stepping off. You can see that there are soldiers kind of... They've got little fortifications built up that they hide behind anytime you hear them, incoming!
Our first priority was going to be to destroy those cannons.
Yes.
We need to get over the top of them. If we can hit them from above, that'd be the quickest way to destroy them.
If we had homing pigeons.
You can make black homing powder pigeons? Explosives.
They're right? Very small rocks.
You don't have the appropriate craft.
You don't craft metallurgy, do you? I could make some black powder explosives if someone could give me the secret of black powder, but the dwarves guard it like it's a freaking... It is a freaking home recipe.
I have studied a spell that would make everyone near me invisible for a few minutes.
Invisibility is what I was thinking. Maybe I could dismantle them if I can get close enough.
Oh, I'm sure I could dismantle them if I can get close enough.
Coming!
Duck.
Is there anything I know about cannons? Is there one piece I can remove that renders them...
A firing pin?
Yeah, firing pin. Just screw up, just put a little too much oomph in the black powder. Clog it.
So you're saying
sabotage.
If we can get in without being seen, or, you know, bumped into.
Just remember, the spell won't go off, or the invisibility spell won't disappear if we get bumped into. The invisibility spell will disappear if we do any sort of hostile action.
Well, I mean, we don't want to be noticed, and I assume if we start bumping into a bunch of people, they're going to notice something's there.
Yes, we'll have to be careful. Damn, we're saucy when we need him.
Yes.
Of course. Sitting in the inn room.
You, of course, do have disguise self. You can change our appearance that way.
I am not dressing up to look like an orc. You may call me a barbarian, but even there are limits that even I won't go to.
Speaking of which, you'll see a number of orcish guards walk by.
I'm not going to dress up like an orc.
we have ready orcs right there.
Why haven't they tried to infiltrate and destroy?
Go ask them.
They're not being paid enough.
Not being paid enough to be killed that way? Okay. How much are they being paid?
How much are you being paid?
Good question.
You need to go
What are we talking to about that?
Yes, we need to go speak to someone about that first. Mm.
Yes. You guys go talk. I'll be right
back.
Okay.
Right, your contact is a Captain Walt.
We'll walk up to one of the guards. We're looking to speak to Captain Walt.
Over there in the fortifications.
Right, thank you. Walk over to the fortifications.
You'll see a guy in basically a breastplate who's got the mustache to make the Empire jealous.
Captain Walt? Let go of the handlebars.
Sorry. We have seen hello in my land.
Sorensen looks at you and goes, Ah, adventurers? Because you certainly don't look like soldiers.
Right now I'd say we are press-ganged adventurers. We kind of need money so that we can finish our schooling. We're actually students.
Ah.
Wizard school students.
Slightly more useful. What caliber are you?
We're juniors.
We're juniors, Obi. That means nothing to me. What can you do?
Well, we have an idea on how to take out those cannons. We just need some way of getting over the top of them.
Yes, well, if you... We've been trying to figure out how to take care of those cannons, too.
Well, a well-placed fireball will wipe out those cannon embankments quite nicely. Which we can get... We can.
Well, it depends on how close those cannons are, Obi.
Ooh, a couple well-placed fireballs. Might take a couple days.
Yes. I can cast it up to 3 times.
Okay, well,
if
a couple
if I have enough time to prepare, of course.
Yes. Another way we can get up, we can do it is cannons, from what I understand, have very... And we don't know much about cannons because the dwarves guard it like...
Yes, trust me, we've tried to speak with our allies of Old Well, and they're about as tight-lipped as a stone.
There's the cannons, from what I understand, from what I've been able to find out, have very strict tolerances. And if you exceed those tolerances, it will destroy the cannon. Therefore, if we overstuff them with black powder, see if we can get close enough invisible-wise, or remove the firing mechanism, or clog the end of the cannon with something hard and unyielding, like, say, rocks, we can destroy the cannon, or they will destroy the cannons themselves when they attempt to fire them.
Well, I am... Cannons are not my forte. Military tactics are. If you want to speak about orcs, you'll have to go speak with the king. He is a specialist in orcs.
The king's back on White Castle Island, isn't he?
Lake Castle?
Lake Castle.
White Castle.
Yes. I must be thinking about
burgers.
Yes,
he's on White Castle Island with Harold and Kumar.
Yes. Who are in Guantanamo Bay.
Yes.
Yes, he is back at Lake Castle.
Don't know why I cannot say that name.
How many cannons are there?
By our count, 8.
8 cannons.
Where in the world did they get 8 cannons?
Something we'd like to know. But of course, we don't know anything about these orcs. We sent a runner to the king, but we haven't gotten him back yet.
Can he swim? I mean...
He took the ferry. The lake is the only thing that's safe. We've evacuated all the civilians at this point. Now we're just battling for the infrastructure.
When do these orcs appear, Obi?
Lake Castle?
Have they given you any demands?
They appeared here a week ago and opened up with cannons. We haven't even spoken with them.
Yeah, lovely. They haven't even sent emissaries? Nothing?
No.
They're orcs. They don't usually send emissaries.
Bastards.
Nothing like the Greyfeet clan, which you'll see about the place.
Oh, yes. Cheery lot.
Mercenary?
No, ally.
Ally? Really?
Oh, yes.
They disowned the orcish god of war.
Oh, lovely.
And they're still alive?
Yes. They follow the orcish god of competition.
Who's that?
Probably also the orcish god of war, I guess.
He is... Oh, where was that?
Knowledge religion?
Yes, give me knowledge religion. He'll go, oh heavens if I know.
22.
19. He got a 22.
Yes.
Alright.
Ethan, you would recognize him as Dalg, D-A-L-G. He is indeed the orcish god of competition. You know he is the orcish god of competition, skill, and good sportsmanship.
Oh.
No correction, just sportsmanship in general.
So he's a fair play god.
Yeah, he has competition.
Or a fair turnabout, I guess you should say. All fair turnabout is good play, is fair play. Right, so, I'm kind of surprised that you have orcish allies, because usually orcs hate humans.
Yes, what's even more surprising is that the dwarves haven't disowned us yet.
Do they know?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure, because usually dwarves are very strict about that.
As we have noted, but I guess since our... Since the king is a specialist in it, and, well, related... They haven't taken any negative actions.
Yet.
Yet. Of course, dwarves are very slow whenever they do anything.
Yet. They may be slow to move, but the fact that...
Incoming!
The fact is, when they move with such ferocity that it's very hard to counter. It's like a stone rolling down the hill.
You know, very appropriate.
Very slow to start, but once it starts, it's almost unstoppable.
Maybe that's what you can do as students, since you're probably more educated than I am. You might be able to go and make some sense of what the king tells you about this tribe of orcs.
I think that's a good idea, old bean.
Yes.
Because I'm afraid I don't want to put wizards on the front line. Forgive my lack of confidence in your fighting abilities.
As he says to the man who's wearing a chainmail shirt and has a long sword strapped at his side, "Oh, believe me when I say that I am quite well versed in fighting in hand-to-hand forms of combat."
We'll have to test you out at some stuff. Other point when the cannons aren't working.
Yeah,
because no sword is going to stop a cannon.
No, but a well-placed spell would, and a well-placed overloading of black powder, or maybe removing of the fire pen would. But let's go see what we can find out from the king about this specific tribe of orcs, since he's a specialist. So let's hop back on the ferry.
There's another gold piece. You okay, Becca? Bored? Dying?
No, she's not feeling well.
Okay.
What was that? Oh, tummy problems.
Well, you guys sail on back, and you guys get up to the...
This fish loved that aquarium.
Get up to the drawbridge, and of course, there's the lizard man that you guys met last time. We'll hold his hand out.
That I met last time, actually.
Yeah, you actually met.
Put a gold piece in his hand.
Lovely gentleman. Hello. Nice to see you.
Has you 9 silver, 9 copper back.
It's only 1 copper, old bean.
Each?
No, total. Lovely to see you again, old bean. It's been quiet around here. Except for the occasional orc raids here.
Now it jingles when you walk.
Good to see you.
I already jingled when I walked.
What was the name of the half-orc that was in here that I talked to?
Maury.
Let's see if Maury... Is Maury around you now? Oh, lovely. Maury, half-orc. Lovely chap.
Isn't he like the captain of the guard or something?
I don't think so.
You don't actually remember what he was.
I don't remember.
Last time you saw him, he was here in the front yard training his son.
Oh, yes.
And he was the
one who... I have no idea, old bean.
He was the one who said he was going to do a construction project to build your tower.
Yes, he's the one who's going to do this construction project for our tower. Oh, well, my tower. Anyway,
your tower.
You guys will walk in, and once again...
I'm going to have one of those eccentric mansions for my house.
Oh, lovely.
You will see that he is standing out front instructing a group of about 5 or 6, what you could probably tell are military lieutenants, in addition to a 14-year-old kid.
That must be a son.
Yes.
And, he's normally you expect to see... last time you saw him, he was kind of in, like, loose-fitting clothes, obviously not prepared for war.
And he's in military...
He's in military regalia. I mean, he's, like, in full plate that... It's shiny enough, you're pretty sure if the sun hit it right, you might go blind. And in addition, he's got this masterly crafted sword that, even by looking at the hilt, it's like...
It's like... Drool.
Yeah, for the swordsman, you're like, oh, that must be perfect. For you, it's shiny. For you, it's dwarven made, including his armor and his shield. He has been decked out by a dwarf, you're not sure who, though. And behind him is this huge horse that is in equally shiny armor.
That's not a horse. That's a battle station.
And you can see he's instructing people, and then he goes... Valor be with you. He kind of turns
and looks. And also with you.
Hello, old bean.
Gaston.
Yes. You remember.
Yes.
Nice. These are my friends. You haven't met them.
Like, my eyes are like locked on the sword, and it's like.
These are my friends. This is
Do you wish to hold it?
Right. And of course,
Nathan,
this is
a beautiful long sword.
Perfectly, I'm like.
I don't have all your names written down.
Because it's like perfectly balanced.
And
like,
also, all along it, you can see that it's carved with dwarven runes that glow with power. Even holding it, you're like.
Oh.
I hand it back. That is the most exquisite sword I have ever seen.
Can I read it?
Yeah, it's.
Dwarven runes.
It's in dwarven runes. What you can tell is right now he has a. +2 keen vorpal sword.
Oh.
Anytime it crits, it automatically kills, and it crits on a 17 to 20.
Where did you
get
this?
And on a 17 to 20, it immediately decapitates the enemy it hits, because it's vorpal.
Uh-huh.
The vorpal blade went snickersnack.
Mm-hmm.
off of the beast's head.
It was crafted by the mask
galumping back.
The master runesmith.
Have you killed the beast? So crumb to stay. Come into my arms, dear boy.
Come into my arms, my beam.
Yes, he is in the town. He is the master blacksmith, also head of the merchants guild.
Oh, the one that you can't see, Mr. I can't remember his name.
Turon. Yes.
Very nice gentleman.
And you can see that now he's actually in full regalia. He's got a gold band around his head.
You must be the king.
Yes, I am king.
You're king?
Yes. Yes.
I had no such idea.
You are now not only baffled that you are the king is half orc, but you also you're also talking to him nonchalantly.
I apologize profusely for my attitude earlier.
Oh heavens, not this again.
I had no idea you were of such station.
You can thank my wife. She dragged me into this.
Yes. We've talked about the whole women thing and wife, and he has a wife, I have a mother.
My wife is currently stationed at Iron Hills to the south.
Lovely. Well, we are actually investigating the North Shore.
Ah, yes, you saw me instructing the men.
Yes, we've come.
It's beautiful.
You might be able to speak to Turan and have him make you one.
No, I can't.
She can't see him.
Oh, yes, that again.
Again!
We would be happy to speak to him for you, of course.
How very sad.
We've actually come seeking any information or knowledge that we may be able to glean from this tribe of orcs. We understand that you are an expert.
Yes. I have a fondness for orc culture, as you might call it. Orcs are at least, you know, kind enough to not
kill you,
stab you in the back. They at least wait till you're facing them and then chop you in the face. Unlike most of the humans who are ready to stab you in the back the moment they get the chance.
Sounds kind of like Von Hilkdorf, doesn't it?
Yeah, he's...
Von Hilkdorf? Oh, of Sarnen.
He's from Sarnen. Oh, I hate him on general principle.
Now you see why I hate the bastard.
He is
so
a wanker.
Oh, yes, the Von Hilkdorf family is infamous. They specialize in transportation. They sell wagons, for heaven's sakes.
They specialize in thievery, in cheating.
Of course, who do you think works with bandits?
They specialize in being a wanker.
What a great way to get your wagons back and sell them back at full price. Regardless as it may be, the GM seems to currently have a problem saying that.
Yes. It's okay.
It's quite the right guard.
Well, come, let me show you the map.
Yes. He kind of has the map of the lake, which is roughly the size of Lake Ontario.
Big lake.
This is a massive lake. I did not realize this lake was so large.
Yes. We usually use the boat to get around.
Oh, yes, so you use the ferry to get to North
Shore.
North Shore.
Yes. They're currently placed... He shows... And there are cannons here, here, and here. If I remember correctly, this being the Black Tusk clan has a number of Wyvern under their control.
Wyvern?
A tribe of ogres and an alliance with the Stone Giants of the Mountains.
Well, first things first, we need to break that alliance with the Stone Giants so that we can use the Stone Giants against them.
Entirely possible, but I have no resources to currently transfer to searching around the mountains for them.
How long would it... if we were looking for stone giants, what specifically would we be looking for aside from rocks being rained down on our head from half a mile away?
I do not specialize in giant culture.
Is there anybody in town that specializes in giant culture?
It would be past the orcish line. There's a archdruid by the name of Jonathan Winters.
Jonathan Winters.
Yes.
He's a
master shifter. Any squirrel could be him, any wolf, any tree.
I do believe we met that chap, didn't we?
Yes, he was here last time you were present.
Yes, we met that chap.
The gentleman who actually gave us some gold so that we could make it into the castle.
His own little dwarf, yes.
Yes, a very nice gentleman. Very nice. No. Did not realize he was a master shifter.
Yes, he's also one of the lords.
I see. We have an idea on how to deal with the cannons. The problem is that we have to get close to them. There's two different ways we can outright destroy the cannons, as we spoke to your captain about. The easiest way to do that would be to destroy them from above. You say they have wyverns.
Yes.
How many wyverns do they have?
If I remember correctly, they have one clutch.
One clutch, so 53 of them?
50 or so, yes.
Jeez. That's an awful lot of wyverns. Now, or do they keep all the wyverns in the same place?
Oh, last time I spoke with them, which was before the war of Old Well.
Oh. And how long ago was that, Old Bean?
7-8 years ago. No, they had them in several different places. The problem with the Black Tusk group is that they are fairly intelligent. In fact, they're siege machine specialists.
So they actually made those cannons?
Possible, or they stole them from the dwarves. One or the other.
Well,
but they're least good at maintaining them.
As we've noticed, they're quite good at firing them, too.
Your accent is from Runmore, am I correct?
Mine? Oh, yes, it'll be.
What do you know of... I doubt your orcs are the same in your region.
Oh, no. Are the orcs in our region are very revolting, actually?
As in, revolting right now against being slaves.
And revolting is generally being revolting, but yes.
Well, it's relatively common.
Yes. Well, I don't think they need to be made slaves in the first place.
Unfortunately, this is not the time for a philosophical debate on the questions of should one species be a slave or another.
There are two ways we can disable the cannons. Well, we can destroy them from above. If they have the wyverns, we need some sort of distraction or some way of displacing those wyverns so they cannot attack us, and we can rain fire from above.
Mistress Dwarf, are you capable of disabling a cannon?
Yes.
If you get close enough, we might be able to loan you a magic bag. Akira has one. And would you be able to put it in said bag?
Shove a cannon in a bag? Bag of holding?
Yes, and bring it here.
Oh, that would be perfect. We can get close enough to it through invisibility.
Oh, yeah.
To take one of the cannons.
Mm-hmm.
If we have enough time, we can disable as many
of them. My invisibility spells would last about 7 minutes or so.
So we'll have to move fast.
Well, yes.
That way, we might be able to even the odds slightly.
Well, if we're fast enough, we could grab two. I don't know if we could fit two in a bag of holding. I don't know.
How big are they?
Ones you're used to, around 2,000 pounds each.
Yeah, we'll need a lot of force to move them.
Well, no. The thing is we just got to get the bag around the cannon.
Like, over it? Okay.
And usually...
As far as I know about those bags of holding on beam, they will expand to take whatever is put in them.
Magic is not my specialty.
Yes.
Yes. That's ours.
As far as I know, Bean, of the reading I've done on these bags of holding, all you really have to do is get one portion in, and it will expand
to
over
reach
the rest,
around it.
So
I should totally not be eating these.
We will need to make sure the ones we take don't have a lot of orcs around them, or they'll wonder why it just disappeared.
You know, I do believe if they have 8 cannons, they'll probably notice when one goes missing
anyways. So what we will have to do is we will have to be very, very quick about it.
Quick, cause a distraction of some kind, of course. If they're made up in a line, maybe some of us could go get one cannon and maybe create a diversion at the cannon on the opposite end, like an explosion of some kind.
Yes.
Let's well-placed fireballs, perhaps?
Well, we cannot attack. The instant we attack, your invisibility spell is dispelled.
That is correct.
But what we can do is we can overpack that cannon on the end when the orcs are loading it,
mm-hmm.
and then when they go to fire it, it will...
Again, keep in mind the spell only lasts 7 minutes or so.
So we have to be very quick about it. Well, if the orcs aren't paying attention, we can overpack it while they're not paying attention.
We'll definitely say
be careful. Remember, these are the Black Tusk. They're
specialists.
They're siege weapon specialists.
Remember, we'll have to go for every. Probably go at night. Cover darkness just in case. That way they won't notice any, large bags of black powder being levitated up or anything,
Yes. I'm sure it's more likely going to be a keg. The most black powder I've ever seen has been stored in kegs.
Kegs, bags, whatever have them. No.
But yes, if we can destroy one at one end and steal one at the other end. What level is invisibility? Second level? I actually have that spell. We have that spell. I can cast that spell, is what I mean.
I do have a question. If I'm invisible and I cast Flaming Sphere, but don't cast it as an attack, does that... Pop me out of my
as soon as it touches someone.
What if it touches the cannon?
You are attacking the cannon.
Yeah. It's any sort of aggressive act. Will
However, summoning a fire elemental running towards the cannon.
That'd be fairly easy. I could summon my little fiery friend to jump up and down.
Oh, explode everything.
Oh, yes, very much so.
That's a perfect idea. We've got our plan. We steal one of the cannons with the bag of holding, creating a distraction by summoning the fire elemental down the line, who goes through and proceeds to play with all the black powder around all the cannons. In the meantime, while he's destroying all the black powder around all the cannons as fast as he can, and probably destroying some of the cannons in the process, since they probably keep the black powder somewhat close to the cannons for loading purposes, at least some of it. No, this is all
speculation.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we can be stealing at least one of the cannons on the opposite side of the field and getting as far from there as possible.
But I can summon up to three of the small ones at a time.
Three would be even better. Oh my goodness. Three little fire elementals running around, catching things on fire and giggling hysterically. Perfect.
They'd be about Saucy's size.
If they have the same attitude as Saucy, that would be absolutely fantastic. Nothing would be safe. Orcs would be running around with their rears on fire and probably invariably missing, you know, things they had in their pockets before. Yes, that would work great.
You have whatever resources you need. Speaking of which, Hercule. Or I suppose Sir Hercule.
Yes.
We have a basic draft of the tower, although it has been expanded.
Expanded?
Yes, apparently the dwarves did not feel satisfied with it. If they're going to build a wizard school, I had to do some bartering with them.
The building a wizard school or just a tower?
School has been expanded now. He shows you this
lovely
four towered like fortress.
Well, that looks complicated.
They said that it would at least contain the blast for when it invariably went wrong.
Well, what is that? Have to have some deep underground portals to it too. You know, contain several blasts in laboratories.
Well, this is the layout. They spent. Given our average amount of orcish incursions, 3 or 4 a year, we should have it done within the next year, year and a half.
Well, that's fabulous.
That's fast.
Yes, and it's going to be a school, apparently.
Excellent. Well, you'll need to start bringing in teachers.
Well, yes.
You're going to have to be the head one.
There's two.
Assuming we survive.
Well, no. We will do nothing but survive.
Of course.
Please do. Dead adventurers are of no use.
No.
Speaking of which, have you started reproducing yet with your new wife? Is she pregnant?
She hasn't said anything.
You gotta have new little warriors come out when you die, you know.
What do you think this is? Some sort of game?
Click on wife. 9 months to gestate warrior.
Building.
That's awful.
Building complete. I'm sorry, no, it's training. Training. 50,000 gold later. Training complete. New warrior added.
Oh, God, this is going to take forever.
Maybe she'll have twins.
Queen's battle.
What's that from?
Austin Powers.
Not now, Basil. Twins, Basil.
Well,
Japanese twins, to be.
If you have an idea, run it past Captain Walt. He's the one in charge.
Well, we're going to steal one of those cannons. That is.
Listen. You hand him this. Nothing personal, but I know if I hand it to a dwarf, it'll get there.
What'd you hand him?
A scroll.
Oh.
Please do not open it.
I understand.
I will, of course, need an evening's rest to resource the spells, of course.
Yes, I understand. And I will use the same evening to reset the spells that I'm going to have. That way, in case anything happens in the offset chance that our invisibility fails, I will still have an invisibility to fall back on.
Yes.
I can prepare several. I can prepare up to about four of them.
So I can prepare three. I'm a fourth level caster now.
So I can also create
fourth level wizard.
For the menial labor, I can also create an invisible servant to lift things for us, and they last for quite a while.
Alright. We'll have to be quick, but we can do this.
Donut.
Breakfast of Champions.
I thought bacon was Breakfast of Champions.
That too.
If you want to be really bad, deep fat fried bacon.
Bacon and donuts.
Bonus.
Heart attack by 30.
Too late.
Oh, my heart just stopped. There it goes.
Well, you guys will rest and then hop back onto the ferry.
Yep.
Well, we gotta go talk to this guy. Where is he? Across the lake?
Captain Walt was the guy you guys already talked to. Or are you talking about Jonathan Winters, the giant specialist?
Well, whoever I need to give this scroll to.
That was Captain Walt. Oh.
So yeah, we're gonna go back there. How many hours before nightfall is it?
The ferry ride from Lake Castle to North Shore is actually about 18 hours.
Alrighty then.
Which means you probably just rested on the boat.
Yeah.
Look at her licking her lips.
Hello,
kitty. Did you have some good kitty food?
You're talking about me.
Obviously, rest on the boat. She's rest on the boat on the way back. Apparently it takes 18 hours to get back. So.
Okay, it's fine.
Well, you guys will... As you guys step off the dock, you'll see that the palisade now has orcs on it, and there's another smaller palisade that's been built about midway through town.
Yeah.
I take it things are not going well?
You will find Captain Walter's like... Welcome back! What did we find?
From the king.
Oh, thank the five. Oh, that's bad. That's very bad. What did you find?
We have a plan.
We have a plan. We are going to go steal one of their cannons and destroy another.
Well, at least one other.
At least one other, yes.
That will hopefully help at least remove a pin.
The pin?
Yes, we're pinned down here.
Yes. But we need to wait till nightfall. How far away are the cannons?
They've moved up recently. They're now on the wall.
They're on the wall.
Bastards are using our fortifications against us.
Yeah, well, that's not what I'm do.
What kind of wall is it?
Wood.
Wood tossing?
Might want to get your people away from the wall.
Yes, we've fallen back in town.
Ooh, they're the right type of squeaky.
They're
squeaky
now?
Yeah.
Squeaky! Incoming! Well, how
that far closer?
Those are getting awful closer.
How long will it take unimpeded to get to those walls?
30 minutes.
30 minutes. Very well. We need a way to get close to the walls so we can use some of our magic to conceal ourselves at nightfall.
Well, I guess we have two choices. You can either attempt to sneak up there or we can send a squad with you.
You're the military-minded one, old bean.
Me?
Yes.
Becca, what's your stealth?
What's stealth?
Stealth? Six.
Okay. If you guys decide to stealth, Becca will roll, and that is the roll for the entire group.
Why?
Because you're the highest stealther, and you'll also get an additional plus one because these are against orcs.
Saucy is not here.
Yes.
My stealth is plus one. That's how awesome I am. My stealth? My stealth is... where's stealth?
At the bottom. At least a plus three.
Yeah, it's a plus three. I don't have the skill.
Minus armor.
Okay, penalty. Yeah.
Plus one.
Your wife is, of course, irritated at this. She's like, why the hell are there... What are those, pointing at the cannons?
Those are called cannons.
They're loud and very dangerous.
Yes, and we're going to destroy them if we can. Because that will even the odds for us against them.
Mm-hmm. Good idea.
Honey bunny.
Maybe we throw a javelin down one of the things so it explode.
It won't explode that way, but that's a good idea. We will jam something.
And you'll notice what Fit kind of has an umbrella that's now up about his height, so when debris hits, it just hits the umbrella.
What?
So do you want to sneak?
Yep, we're going to need to.
I don't think it's a good idea to take a whole lot of people. They'll know something's up.
Okay, so it sounds like the three desperados are running in town.
You can cast...
Well, five.
Cast Grace on yourself. And increase your stealth.
Not for long enough.
What is that?
The only person who has the Cat's Grace spell, probably memorized, is Saucy.
Well, Becca, this roll comes down to you. All right, everyone, let's, of course, look, you know, do the appropriate staring at her dice.
Are you kidding?
You have three. You have your three bennies, right?
Okay. Yes, I do. 21.
21.
Good.
She has 21.
Plus one more. Because you said plus one against orcs, right?
Yep.
22.
Okay, 22. This is opposed by the Ogre Patrol.
That would be a good time for that fireball spell. Actually, the scorching ray one come out. Poof, 4d6.
Effective plus 4. 17's not high enough. So as you guys are kind of sneaking along, you'll see a patrol of three ogres walk past you guys. Those ogres look different than the ones you guys are used to. Their skin is like pitch black, and they've got this kind of gray stomachish area, and their arms are even longer than their body. And they're kind of like dragging their arms.
That's disconcerting.
Mm-hmm. If anyone has knowledge of nature, you'd be able to have a crack at it.
She does.
I do.
Okay.
Nature.
25.
Giants apparently are your specialty. You know those as the Hoo-Hoo tribe of Alidorf. Now, they don't wear armor, and they tend to be a bit more primitive. However, they have a much longer reach than normal ogres.
Obviously.
With a spear in their hands, they actually have about a 30-foot reach.
Okay. Don't get close.
No kidding.
However, they don't. If you give them a shield, they'll kind of look at it funny. If you
intelligence,
relatively small.
Brain this big, head this big.
Yeah,
brain this big, head this big.
Usually, they have an orc with them to try and command them, but apparently, this group didn't. So it's just a kind of group of them who are kind of like walking through houses, try eating something, spit it out, throw it around. Chair not good eats.
Not you, idiot. Not so gross.
You guys will make your way up to the wall. You can see that all eight are now lined up, and each one of them has a crew of three orcs.
Invisibility?
Well, it will last 7 minutes, I guess. 7 minutes. Don't try not to bump into anyone. If you attack, of course, it'll make you visible. Yes. I will summon, which, you want to go for the one on that side, and I'll go for the one on this side.
We'll go for this, let's go for this one to steal, this one for the fire elementals.
Right, I'll have to look for their, I might look for their maybe a stockpile of their black powder, and I do have a fireball prepared just in case something, of course.
Like, oh,
So you guys go in like two different groups, or how are you guys going to do this?
We're going to sneak. Well, we're going to use the invisibility and go over to the one cannon. He's going to cast his fire elemental.
On the opposite side?
On the opposite side.
So you're by yourself with Fick.
Yes.
And you, your wife, and Becca. Okay.
I will cast invisibility three times, one, two, three. So.
Okay. Right.
Or should we cast it on ourselves?
He can cast it.
It's a second level spell. Mine will last 7 minutes.
Okay.
Mine will last 4.
Okay, so Vic and his wife are visible?
Yes. Okay. So that means those
I
two...
I have one more invisibility spell I could cast on somebody.
Cast it on Fick.
Okay. I'll go ahead and cast
Actually, cast it on his wife, because Fick is a good hider.
He has plus four. That's right.
I will cast it on your wife, then.
Because he has a decent dex, and he's small.
I can cast that.
Well, yeah. I have both my second level spells that I have. I have three. Two of my second level
Fick
spells.
Fick will be leading you, and Becca, you will be leading them. You still need to give me a stealth check. However, you add 20. It's a long shot, but just in case.
And I still get my... No, I just get the 20?
No.
Plus your normal sneak.
Okay. 20, 37.
Okay. Wow. And you roll for Fick. That's supposed to be calculate Fick's bonus.
Was that a 19?
That's a 27 without any other bonuses.
Okay, so plus 20 is
47.
47. All right, Fick, and he just goes,
I'm standing with him out there.
Well, I'll take your word for it.
Okay. All right, now we'll go ahead and go down to initiatives, just for simplicity's sake. Hello, Boris. For a second, I thought you were Evie, and I was confused.
He's like, you are in the chair.
Okay. So we'll go ahead and go with Ethan, Fick... Becca. The Orcish Hordes. Ethan.
22.
Ooh, fast on your feet. Fick.
Do you want to see good?
Fick. Fick goes on a 18.
Would you like a cheese curd?
I also, just so you know, yes. I cast message.
Okay, so you guys will be able to communicate.
Yes.
Becca. Six. Okay, you got up to
basically,
here.
Basically, I cast the message spell. If you can see me, point at me. Mm-hmm. Or if you can see anybody, point at them, and you can, and they, only they can hear you.
Okay. 24.
24, and your wife. Oh, she has plus three.
Four.
Okay.
I rolled a one, okay?
Should we be killing them now? No! Should we be killing them now? No! And the Orcish Horde goes on a 17. Nathan, unsurprisingly, as per usual, you're first.
I will get ready at the front of the cannon with the bag.
Okay. There are three orcs who are... You will see that they are taking time to... They even have, like, a bowl, and they measure precisely, level it off, right back into the bag... Load that in, load a shot in, clean out the barrel.
How long does that process take?
They usually get a fire about once every 5 minutes.
Okay. So they're just getting ready to fire now?
Yes.
Well, I will wait.
And move out of the way?
Yeah. I will move away from the flash of the barrel. I know how big the explosions are off the front of these from watching the cannons fire from a distance. I don't want to be caught in that.
Okay, so you back up and hold.
Yes. I will hold. It's like, ooh.
Ethan.
I will take a cursory glance around, see if I see any kegs or bags.
There is a small bag next to each one.
Fabulous. I get to within about 40 feet or so.
Mm-hmm.
And then I let loose. I cast Summon Monster 3 to summon three small fire elementals.
They run off in separate directions.
And one dances up and down on that bag, and then I send another one over. They all appear at that point, uh-huh. Then I send them off.
They're all like,
go play, frolic.
On the fire stuff.
Never. Yes, on the flammable things.
And they're like, woo. The ogres all go, ah! Like, oh, shit.
I think it is their turn after.
Fick actually is next.
Fick goes first.
Fick will hold.
Okay.
Fick will stay with me.
The three orcs on each will swing at your fire elemental. They draw and swing. They have a plus 3 to hit, because these are just the crews. These are not frontline fighters, they're crews.
And these are small targets?
They're small firearm missiles. I've got the stats here.
Okay. I have two 22s.
Both of those will hit.
And a 6.
That will miss. Yes.
Okay. First for elemental. Well, that's a pair of 3. So 12 points of damage.
Dead.
Dies before it can dies before it can do much damage.
Mm-hmm. I thought you just catch the bag on fire.
22 out of 23. The thing is if they survive, or if the creature dies, it doesn't light it. Because basically it's running up, kind of going, and it's about to do it, when the orc is going, ah! Another one bites the dust.
Yep.
I've been rolling. Oh! So like at the far, the one in the middle, they're all like, ah! Ah! Ah!
It's our old friend, baby.
Down the line
that
with
was
you.
That was our.
You know, you were expecting the one on the signal, far end, but it was the one kind of in the middle.
Which, of course, causes the two on each side of it to go.
That they are not directly next to each other. They have at least 30 feet in between each other.
So we watch them just go.
We're just letting that take the attention off of this one.
All the. Anyone who can speak Orcish.
Shit!
Speaking of which, it's the Orc's turn. Let's see, the two who just had the fire elemental, they do speak orc?
Yes.
They shout beyond, like, over the wall, Commander, what the hell do we do?
Commander's like, what the fuck was that?
The commander replies with, what the hell? the other few who you can't see, they do something.
Those poor three orcs on the cannon that blew up, though, their pieces of them are falling from the sky.
You can hear a few guys go, cool. The one on your guys is, they fire.
You guys plug your ears, because it's going to be loud.
Boom! And you get a good look at where it hit. It actually hit the fairy.
Oh, okay.
That's not good.
As it goes, then we're going, yeah, wreck it! And you see one of the orcs hand some, one of the other orcs money.
Lovely.
Well, that would be a good time for my summon monster one spell.
It's not, well, Nathan, you're still holding. Tell me whenever the hell you want to go off.
We'll go off after they fire the cannon.
Well, they just did.
Summon monster, huh?
Ants would be good.
Summon monster one?
What? What?
I gotta see what I can summon with Summon Monster 1.
The only swarm you can summon a spider swarm if you want with Summon Monster 1.
Okay, that sounds like a plan.
Would they be afraid of spiders?
They just kind of go all over them. They go.
All we need is a distraction.
If I remember correctly, it will only cover one orc this turn, though.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. So I'll cast a summon.
Right, you automatically hit, and since the orc is just a minion.
They're like, boom, boom!
They're like, whoa! Did you take a bath?
And I point my finger at you. Get the cannon.
As you realize you're both invisible.
Yeah.
It's okay. I have an idea. I knew that once there was a distraction, I was supposed to start.
Becca. You being a dwarf, you need to give me a notice check. This is something you get to do and not anyone else, because you're the only one with any level of experience with cannons.
Notice. Wow. 25.
25. Now that you get a good look at this cannon, and it's where its position is, you can actually see the orcish command tent from here.
Oh, yeah.
Turn it around! But you would need another 5 minutes to get it prepped. But if you get a shot off, you have a possibility of actually hitting the orcish command.
How far away is the Orcish command tent? Oh, we don't know. I don't even know about it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, do I have to physically turn the...
That's not a problem. It pivots easily.
Okay.
But you're thinking if Nathan and his wife can hold off the orcs for about 5 minutes...
Yeah, right.
You might get a shot. But this is something only you can do, and you have to decide if you want to bring this to Nathan's attention.
I'd so do that. If I know what general direction he's in...
You saw some spiders appear on an orc and he collapsed screaming.
If I know what general direction he's in, I will attempt to inform him.
She'll try pointing her, she'll just move her finger.
Hey.
One.
How many haze do you hear before you make fire?
One.
Okay, well, it's now to you two to decide, because your wife is holding.
Can you keep him off for 5 minutes?
Are you kidding? Do you see how many orcs there are here?
Yeah, but if we take out the command, they'll fall apart.
We don't know that for sure.
No, you knowing orcs, if you hit the command, unless they're incredibly organized, there's a good chance.
How about this? We steal this cannon like we're supposed to, and you can turn on the next cannon, which they're loading right now as we speak, and fire it on him when we take out the crew.
Think you can take out the crew?
I got a couple more Summon Monster 1 spells I can get.
What in bloody hell are they doing?
He's sitting there going, why isn't that cannon gone yet?
It's just kind of sitting there.
Okay, there, you see where the orcs like...
All right, in this
little spiders flying up in the air.
Okay, if we do...
Yeah, the other two orcs pointing are...
If we implement your plan, we have to wait till this... crew is out before we take this one.
We can take this cannon. They have no idea what will happen to it. Get the cannon in the bag. Do it now. And they'll be like, what the hell? Where'd the cannon go?
Okay, you will walk up and give me a melee to hit. You need a DC 5. It's a one check.
19.
Yeah. She's like, the orcs are like, my cannon. Okay. Let's...
Gamers Attic Attack! We have dice of every stripe, any color scheme and shape you can imagine. Exclusive dice, gold-plated dice, blank dice, label dice, cheat dice, D8 ability dice, crystal dice, time dice within dice, and jumbo phone dice for when you feel the inescapable urge to pelt your fellow players or annoying commercial announcers. And that's just a few of them! We sell enough dice to form a high-intensity plastic bridge from the Earth to the Moon. What's more, any order over $30 gets $3 off when you use the coupon code RADIO. Who wants a set?
I do.
Who else?
Me.
Anyone else?
Why are you ignoring me?
I'm not ignoring you. I'm cutting you off.
What?
You order a new set every day.
So?
Is there a 12-step program for Diceaholics? Because you, sir, have a problem.
That's really strange of you to say.
Green frosted, red speckled, violet glitter, blue translucent. You couldn't say no to these beauties if you wanted to.
I'm not an addict. I could stop collecting marbles anytime I like.
Marbles? You haven't been buying marbles this whole time. You've been buying dice.
That explains why I keep losing the marbles tournament. Those 4- and 6-sided marbles aren't really all that great for rolling.
You're not only a dice junkie, you're dumb, son. Dumb.
So can I get a set?
What'll it hurt? Sure.
Woohoo! Marbles!
Remember, folks, use the coupon code RADIO to get $3 off any order over $30 at gamersattic.com.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
For more information, visit www.vorpalnetwork.com or www.canadiancrusaders.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. You can find us on the web at www.canadiancrusaders.com. The Gamers Haven Podcast is a member of the Vorpal Network at www.vorpalnetwork.com. Gamers Haven and Thousand Monkey Productions are copyright 2008 and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 United States License, some rights reserved. Stop by our website to check out our actual play feed, fill out our feedback guest book, or hit us on the forums. Music on the show is used with permission by Joe Hero Band, www.joehero.com. And this has been a Thousand Monkeys production.
Friday night and we're headed for the drive-in. You were mad at something you thought I said. Thought a night out with you and me and these, you would make everything alright. Thought you might like an evil death.
Watching as Wrecking Shop with his chainsaw. You were gone before he made it to the workshop. Now I'm standing here alone.
Hey, it's Adrian.
And this is Chris.
And we're the other scouts at White Rock, and we really like this thing the gamers hate.
Dungeons and Dragons, Wizards of College. This is the Vorpal Network.
Hello, class. This is Professor C.T. Hulu. For our anthropology class, we will be talking about the lovely PDFs available at www.rpgnow.com. Of course, if you go there through CanadianCrusaders.com or VorpalNetwork.com, we get an affiliate bonus. It's so nice that way. So after you have filled out your lovely cards telling me about your next of kin and your deepest, darkest fears, we will have our first pop quiz.
Let's see, make an intelligence check. There's an incredibly bright one among them.
You're invisible!
Shut up. Stop giving him ideas.
No, and the spiders go.
Did you see something about invisibility? Alright. The new top of the round is Ethan, because Nathan held until after the orcs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fire's good.
Well, you have one file metal to command, and he's, well, now he's running around the wooden palisade going,
the wooden palisade on fire.
Do dragon wormlings have the breath weapon?
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
What's the range of their breath weapon?
Depends on what wormling you're summoning.
I think a red dragon wormling has a range of 50 feet.
It's too high level.
Oh, really? Which one are you looking at?
All of them.
Breast. Maybe that. Maybe ask you to do something.
Well, I'm taking lightning.
Oh, okay. So bronze.
Blue or bronze?
Blue or bronze.
Yeah.
I think it's 25 feet for that.
Blue is a CR3 for a wormling.
Which I can summon.
Okay. I think bronze might just be out of your reach. Bronze is a 3.
So it's the same.
Both have a 2d6. Blue has a 2d8 lightning bolt.
Okay. What's the range on it, though?
60 feet.
Okay. And these cannons are in a line, right?
Yep.
About 30 feet apart.
Lovely.
Apart
so you can get two of them.
You'll get two.
Yes. I will summon one of those.
Okay. He will do his breath weapon down the line, I take it.
And yes, he will. And now the fire elemental will... The fire elemental was one at the end anyway. So he'll go on down the line.
So you guys, you guys will actually see the fire elemental running your way.
or the two orcs look up and after going, hey, the cannon's gone, there's someone here, and then looks at him and goes, hey, that's not good, is it? Okay. Suddenly a dragon pops up and goes, hi! Right.
Four orcs will die. Actually, no, six orcs will die, because they're standing on the wooden palisade, and they're in a line.
Oh.
Okay.
There are now two unoccupied cannons. However, give me 2d6 on a roll of a 5+, the cannon erupts.
One.
Yeah.
Boom! There goes another cannon.
Like,
what the hell is going on?
That's what half the orcs are screaming. Tick, on his turn.
What about the other fire elemental?
He runs, and he has to survive the orc attacks.
Yes.
Speaking of which,
it's AC 15, so... So he's dead.
Bam, 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 bam!
He has 9 hit points.
I have a question. How many cannons are there now? Now that we've taken one, how many are left between us and the hole?
There's 5 total left.
The what?
2 cannons blew up, 1 cannon's left, 1 cannon was stolen.
One cannon was stolen, 1 cannon has no crew. There are 4 left.
But the...
they
so
have
there eight. Are...
One is missing over here.
Between us and the hole, where the first one blew up.
Okay.
First one blew up in the middle, three down. Then we're guessing. I'm guessing one of the other two before that, one of those two blew up.
Right.
So there's probably either a blank spot in the front, probably a blank spot next to the third one. So it's one cannon, two empties, one empty crew cannon. There's no crew on it, right?
No.
No, that's this one. Yeah, and then there's three cannons here, and we took the fourth
one. Okay, that's fine. Or I was curious.
Four cannons there.
Yeah, four cannons in between.
That's one.
I just want to know if the crew on the one next to us has stopped working.
What you will hear on the orc's turn is the one orc, one who's obviously brighter, goes...
One who rolled a natural 20.
Yeah, he goes, "They got invisible people stealing our stuffs! Commander, what we do?" The other one, who's not terribly as bright, is going to attempt to get the spiders off his already dead friend with a great axe. The spider swarm takes four, and he's like, Unfortunately, his. Oh, it has more than 4 hit points in it. I think it's got like 11, something like that.
And it. Yeah, I think
and
it.
Orc has
it
four,
takes
right?
half damage, I think, from slashing and something.
Yeah, so it's an area he's chopping, and well, his friend's already dead, but now it's a chopped dead friend.
Very dead friend now.
And the orc who made his intelligence check jumps off the palisade. It's not that tall.
Was he the intelligent one?
Yes, he's the intelligent one. He's bugging out.
He's like, screw this shit! I can't see my target! I'm out of here!
Screw this, I'm gone!
They got a cannon, they got spiders, okay, yep, they got more than me.
He's like, alright, screw you guys, I'm out of here. I'm going home.
And you can hear that the orcs are suddenly erupting like, oh crap, someone's here to steal our stuff.
Damn right we're here to steal your
Nathan.
Stuff.
It's okay, I'm 40 feet away.
It's okay. I can summon Fire Elemental too, up to 30 feet away, right?
Mm-hmm.
Next cannon crew down on the little bag.
Next cannon crew?
Okay.
On the cannon that I'm gonna use?
That's right. Well, let's move the spiders off the
onto the one who's trying to chop up his friend?
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, you hit. It's an auto hit. Okay. Just move into the square. And he goes, "Aah!"
And then I will do, what is it, you can do the what is it, half move, 15 feet, and still be able to do a full action?
You can do a full movement.
Okay, I will move up.
30 feet.
And then cast the Fire Elemental on the crew.
The crew after that.
And
well, you will be staying next to this cannon crew in that case. Well, it's not like they can see you.
Yeah. So, he just pops on the bag, he's like,
and if they don't kill him, that cannon will erupt as well.
He's like, "I'm back!"
Your wife doesn't know how magic works, but she doesn't want any survivors. So you see her become visible as the orc is going, "Get out of here!"
I point back. Until I hey until I till
oh,
I get to her.
Oh. What?
Make her invisible again.
Okay.
Point at her and tell her not to attack. I point at pull up my wife. Don't attack. If you attack, the invisibility spell goes away. I know it sucks.
So controlling.
What are you talking about? I bow and scrape to her every knee. The one thing I ask.
But remember, you now have controlled her once. Therefore, the entire relationship.
Yes.
For the record, I cast message on me and him. So
okay.
He can use it, and I can use it. As far as I remember, how that spell works is you point and whisper.
Party member per level. I have no idea. Anywho,
that would be an excellent question, and I'm going to look it up.
Well, anyways, the orcs can't attack till the next.
Yeah, no.
Next round, so
they get one swing is what I'm allowing them.
Oh.
If they get it, they're good.
He's got AC 15, and he's got 9 hit points.
Yes.
So, okay. If they roll ones,
Becca.
He won't die.
Since he told me to.
Actually, it is one creature per level. So yeah.
I would pretty much cast on everybody. Then. On his wife.
Okay. Thanks.
And get as close to that next cannon as I can.
You'll bump into something that's invisible. Because he's right next to it, too.
She can't move 25. She can't move 30 feet.
Yeah, she can. She has a rabbit familiar.
Oh, that's right. Smart move.
Nice.
So I only needed to cast it once.
Remember, you also have thicker armor because, you know, your turtles are getting going,
whoa.
Okay. Top of the round, Ethan.
How are the orcs doing up here? I mean, are they, we've taken out two cannons. What do we got here?
Leadership 7?
You knew where...
This is awesome!
You see his
wife
invisible?
Yes, but I don't have any invisibility spells left.
Well, I just want to know if you know where she is, you probably know where
The thing is, you guys went under the cover of night. So, yeah. And the orcs do not need sight.
Yes, they have dark vision.
And, I mean...
Well, he's the one I was worried about.
Yeah.
He's also in the place that we are.
He's also having issues seeing. The reason why the orcs don't need to see is because, well, their human opponents have these nice torches which they just kind of aim at and fire.
I just don't want any lightning coming our way.
Well, there have been several flashes over in his area.
We've seen two explosions down that way. So.
Mine just don't taste that good.
Compared to mine?
Ethan.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm glad you bought some for me to taste.
Well, my fire elemental's gone. First of all, the blue dragon wormling will fly over, so he can target the. Okay, how many cannons are left? There's the one
four.
Near
four in right. a row, and then there's one by you.
Right, there's one over by me that hasn't exploded.
Yeah, but it has no crew.
Right.
Then so. Basically, what there are the four in the middle, one of which Beck is about to steal. The other one has a fire elemental on it, so that leaves two, which is just what your guy can reach with his lightning bolt.
I'll send him over to those. He can fly 100 feet, so...
No, I didn't say I was going to have a problem with him moving.
Okay. He flies 100 feet, so he'll line up and he'll take another shot.
There goes those orcs. Roll the 2d6. Nope. Either of them blew up.
Okay. And then I will go ahead and... up behind the cannons, there's the orc. I mean, what is behind the cannons in the palisades? Is the hills, the rest of the city?
The thing is it's kind of dark for you,
right?
And the orcs don't have torches, so the best thing you can make out is a bunch of tents.
Okay, fine. I'll cast dark vision on myself.
Okay, now that you got about 6 feet of dark vision, you can see that that's where a lot of orcs are. No, those aren't orcs. Those are ogres that are moving quickly this way.
Okay. Lovely.
And in the center of them is a blue ogre who you would recognize as an ogre magi.
Oh, lovely.
It's time to leave.
You think he's probably a bit smarter than his hoo-hoo brethren.
Yes.
At least they weren't called hoo-haws.
I will point my finger at his visible wife. Can I see his wife from there?
Nope.
Probably not.
Went invisible again.
Just point your finger in that direction and keep thinking.
You might get an orc. Okay. Ogres are on the way. Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, I'll pretty much just scan that air because I know they're down by that okay. thing, and I'll you know,
do like, roll
ogre,
a D3.
Ogre's on the way with an ogre magi.
Roll a D3. Nathan's 1-2. His wife is 3-4. Beck is 5-6. Nathan.
I hear ogre magi on the way. Ogre's coming too.
And you hear back, time to leave.
Okay. Fick, once again.
Piss.
Begins fanning you. the little towel. Okay. Orcs. The three get there. One shot at redemption. I'll go ahead and right here so you can
see it.
They have a plus +3 to hit.
So they need 12.
One hit. He has a plus +3 to damage as well.
They got nine
hit points. Has it?
Oh!
For those listeners, that die was just spinning for that.
But of course, that did add some wonderful tension to it. Okay.
My turn.
The ogres are now within 30 feet of the wall.
You can now see them.
Wow! Wow! So I wanted to do what this is.
You're still invisible.
Yes, but I don't know if I have the time.
Well, it's...
This cannon, they're loading this cannon while...
that's right, so it might not take us... How much time will it... Will it
if it's fully loaded, it will take you 2 rounds. If it's fully loaded.
I don't know. I can't tell that in the dark.
She can.
You can. I can't.
It. Once again, Becca, cannon's all on you.
Okay, how do I tell if it's fully loaded?
Well, you kind of take a look down the barrel. If it's got a ball in there, it's ready to fire.
Is this crew distracted? Or are they? What are they doing?
The
spiders are moving their way too.
Oh, one of the orcs dies a horrible, gruesome death to a spider. The two here are guarding the cannon.
How is she going before me?
That's a good question.
Because distract those other
two. No, she asked me a question what she decides to do. Your turn.
How is she going? Well, the spiders will move over me.
Yeah, well,
and then I will cast another fire elemental to dance on the little bag again. This is my last first level spell. It's like, kill it!
Okay, now it's Becca's turn.
Alright. Is this thing ready to fire?
What size are these cannons, by the way?
Large.
What are you thinking?
Could I cast the summon animated object on the cannon?
Cannon floats up, turns around, looks at the ogres. The ogres are like, "Oh." Okay, Becca, roll 3d6. This is simply a luck check. Remember, you have bennies if you wish to re-roll your luck check.
Oh, the die sixes of death. Roll the die sixes of death.
Oh, those. Your dice don't like me.
Well, try them anyways. You have 3 beans.
Nothing.
Even.
It is not loaded. Or you could bet it, and maybe it is loaded.
And maybe it is loaded.
Okay.
You still have 3 bennies, and it's what, 8 or 9 now?
836.
What up?
Yes, it is indeed loaded.
It's not loaded. Wait a minute.
Yes, it is!
It is loaded! Huzzah!
Alright, as soon as those guys are looking at your fire elemental, I'm...
Well, one's dying from spiders crawling on me, and the other two are like, "Oh!"
I'm turning that cannon and aiming.
Okay. But the ogres will be here by then. So you will have, you won't get away from this without some challenge. Okay.
Now we go back
unless
up to the
top. Unless somebody pulls me away, I'm going to try.
It's okay. There's always a risk, but risks have benefits.
Top of the round.
Your wife.
Holds her action. I know.
Does she? Does she hold her action?
Does she listen to you?
Yeah, right.
Please hold your action.
Let's see. What's her...
She can't see very well in the dark.
No, she can't. She doesn't know that there are ogres coming either. Hmm. What would she do? Strong warrior woman. Doesn't like being bossed around.
We're screwed.
Okay.
She's screwed.
I'm pretty sure I could just...
No, we're screwed. We're not leaving without her. The two orcs that were on that cannon?
Yeah. She backs up kind of going, "Ha, ha, ha, ha."
I point my finger at her. You're visible again.
That's okay.
There's ogres coming.
That's okay. It's not my first ogre.
It's not my first.
We're surrounded by like 1,500 orcs, and there's a group of ogres with an ogre magi coming this way. And
so right. I've had worse.
You lie!
I've had worse. It's but a scratch.
Okay. Becca?
No, it's not
you. You were holding.
The cannon is now open.
It's my turn?
Yeah. You were holding. You can actually turn the cannon, and you can fire next turn.
Okay, that's what I'm doing.
Okay. Ethan.
Well, two things are going to happen. The dragon, the dragon wormling, is going to fly on up and lightning bolt into the ogres.
Ogre magi.
Okay. You will get three of them.
I will need my monster manual.
The ogres. And then I will be casting my summon monster 3 to animate object on the cannon nearest to me.
Okay.
And it will fly up and turn around and go, oh.
Ooh, does the cannon actually talk now?
Roll 3d6 to see if it's loaded.
One up.
Yep, it is indeed loaded.
Fires at the poor ogres. The ogres are like...
Fires at the poor ogre magi, yes.
The ogre's like, is that look?
Okay.
Whoa!
Roll 2d8. Roll 2d8 for the ogres.
For the lightning spell.
Mm-hmm.
5.
Okay. The ogres will take 5. The ogre magi will scoff at it.
Ah, fools!
And then the cannon hits him.
The animated object has a plus... Animated object large. Plus 3 to hit.
21.
Jeez!
Yep. Now roll 5d10.
Awesome. I got a few if you need some.
And in addition, this damage will be dealt to all of his compatriots around him.
Oh, sweet mother, mother of God.
That's some nice rolling.
14, 19, 28. 28, okay. Boom! The three ogres that, or the four ogres that were around him, collapse to the ground. He goes, ow. He looks at the shrapnel and the fact that he's got this kind of cannonball stuck
in his chest.
You're looking at him going, oh!
So you guys hear some more explosions coming from my end.
I'm focused.
What is going on down there?
Pick. Orcs. They have one. There are only two. Spiders or fire? Spiders or fire?
Fire! Fire!
Fire. Spiders. One guy will attempt to hit the spiders and flail. Guy attempts to hit the fire. 15
is its AC. I don't know how you do it. Do defenders win ties?
No.
You do it the bastard way.
Okay, once again.
Ha! Still alive!
Ha ha!
And the little elements is like. And the next one.
Okay.
In the light of that explosion, however, you see one of the cannons is like turned around, and stomping towards.
Well, the ogre magi takes flight. It looks down at your part of the wall, and says, "Bad play." And he kind of calls you.
How can he even see him? He's invisible.
Unless, of course, he has something like see invisibility.
How far away is
it? The orcs did say invisible people.
Yeah.
Okay, you need to give me a reflex.
Hit a man where it hurts.
Yeah, not. Reflex. What is my lovely? That would be a 16.
That will fail. Do you wish to give me a Benny?
Yes. That will be less than a 16. That'll be way less than 16. I think it's destined that I fail that, so I'm just going to go ahead and take it.
I don't know. You have one last Benny.
We can actually spend
it. Yeah, you can spend your Bennies for teammates.
Take the 16 next time you get it.
There we go.
Okay, you will successfully
That's
take...
That's 25.
You will successfully take half damage. Which is good, because he's throwing 96 at you.
Oh! Mm. Do I need to do Fick, too?
Yes, you will need to give me a Fick. And this is cold.
Right.
Oh, yes, he'll take half as well.
Oh, yeah, Fick gets a better than me. 26.
Okay, so 10, 20.
This probably makes me visible, doesn't it?
No, it only makes you visible when you attack.
15 points of damage to both you and Fick.
That's halved?
Yeah, that is halved.
That is the half, okay.
Yes, so otherwise it would have been 30.
So we see this thing fly up in the air, and suddenly this...
You see it highlighted, and it's still kind of smoldering with a cannonball, and suddenly the creature takes flight and goes... And you could probably hear both Fick and him go...
Totally unfair, you wanker!
And by the way, the cannonball falls out and its wounds start to heal a little.
Oh, you bastard!
That was 17, 16, Nathan.
Well, my wife's already visible, so I know what she's doing.
About time to kill some orcs.
Well, how far away is the... I'm moving the spiders and the fire elemental down to the next cannon.
Okay, it's empty. All the cannons are dead, dude.
Okay.
Everything. You guys took care of the batteries.
Okay, that's fine. How far away is the Ogre Man Giant of me?
At this point, it's about 30 feet into the air and about 30 feet away from him.
Okay.
All the way down at the other end of the wall. With a few holes in between you and him, where there were cannons.
All right. Well, I will move to the next cannon and see if it's loaded.
Okay. 3d6.
Let's see what... One down.
Okay. Not only is it empty, but it looks like it had previously...
Just been fired?
Previously discharged.
Okay, well... Can't use the cannon on the bastard. So I'm now 30 feet closer, so how far does that put me away from him?
You are 30 feet.
I'm like 30, 60, 90. I'm 90 feet from where we started.
So you are three, so five. So you're about 120 feet away. And you're going to have to give me a couple jump checks in between now and then.
No, Schroeder!
Yes. Look for a spell that will help you in this situation. I'm going to move on to Becca, okay? Mm-hmm. Becca, it's your turn to fire.
I'm firing.
Give me a range to hit. It's a 10. You need a 10.
I'm thinking I'm going to have to fireball that guy.
You too?
Just my d20 roll?
Yeah, plus your to hit. Your range to hit. Minus 4, because you are not a you do not have weapon proficiency, siege weaponry.
15,
that's more than enough to hit the tent. 5d10, please.
No,
this way,
I didn't
think it would
have moved.
3, 4.
I have all 5.
That's mean.
17, 21,
31, 36.
Jeez. I got
2 tens. Jeez. Yeah, the tens. You're not sure if there's any orcs alive in it or what, but it certainly looked like it hurt.
Well, I am within range to cast... Where'd it go? I can cast Magic Missile, or I can cast... I'm within range to cast Melt Acid Arrow, so guess what?
Okay. Now, let's see. How much of the spell check do you ignore as a first level of...
10%, so I only have a 10% spell here.
Okay, so...
Spell chance.
Roll it. I for the rest of the campaign, I keep forgetting that.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, I'm
fine. Armor!
So, Melt's Acid Arrow is a
range touch attack.
Which is plus 8.
Yep. However, I will put a minus 2 because of the dim lighting.
Minus 2?
Yep.
That is a 9 plus 6 is a 15.
15 will touch.
So he takes 2d4. Acid-based damage this turn. No splash. Every 3 cash levels to a maximum of acid unless I'm on initial last save, no dealing. So it lasts for... it lasts for 2 rounds, so he'll take another 2d4 points of damage. Or 6 points of damage.
He will take it. Ugh. And you are now visible.
It's acid. There's...
You attacked. It's a range touch.
No, I know. No, I know that, but he will take it. The acid doesn't...
Oh, yeah. He'll take it. He'll take it.
No, there's just there unless he has
acid resistance.
Yeah.
Heavens no. He's got more important magic items to spend his money on.
But I don't mind that I'm visible. I mean, everybody else is. The whole cannon crews are gone. I'm like, I'll just take the bag and go over the next cannon.
Okay. She had the cannon. She's staying right next to the one she just fired. And you might be able to convince yours to come home with you.
That's true.
You might come with me.
Oh, it's under my control.
Okay, that was Nathan.
So I'm Becca. I tell you, get the cannon.
Actually, Becca just fired.
Yeah.
Your wife.
Get the cannon after you fired it.
Or I could fire again.
We don't have 5 minutes to reload it.
Okay.
By the way, honey, there's lots coming from the inside.
No kidding, I know.
She will throw javelins down into there. Two more orcs fall.
Is that a girl?
I'm still
suicide.
you guys just got beat up by a girl. Shut up.
You hurt, man.
Ethan.
I can see him now?
Yes, you can see him, Becca, and the...
Why me?
We need to go now.
I know.
And then I cast Fireball with that guy.
Spell resistance checks, please.
21.
21, you will indeed affect.
5d6?
66 for me.
Pull that bastard out of the sky!
We like to call this flak artillery.
He gets a reflex save. DC 17.
Or 17. Don't burn one of mine, baby. Because I have Benny's too, and I haven't burnt a single one.
No.
I can't go through that.
20.
20 points of damage.
Boom!
Where'd you fire
it? Ogre Magi.
Right on there.
Middle of the air.
Where'd you go?
A 40-foot ball of fire. She goes, boom!
Fix, who is still invisible.
It's cold.
I know, Vic. Let's go. And then at that, if I can, I will move. We will move.
Okay. Since you are separated from that team, you will now get your. You will get to use Fix. However, you do not get the invisibility bonus.
Okay, it's fine.
Yes.
And Becca, you get yours because there were orcs inside the wall as well, which you guys are sneaking back from.
Okay.
And you get to use it at your base.
I said to grab the cannon.
Do I have time to grab the cannon?
You'll have time to grab yours. And that's about it.
Yeah, that's
roll for him again?
Yes. Because this is a different flea scene.
My fire elemental is still blowing up the cannons, by the way.
So, it's a 22.
Okay. The orcs are amazed by the fireworks.
Yeah.
Am I adding the 20 again?
No, just your base.
Plus the one for the orcs?
Yes.
Okay.
Right now, I've got an 18.
She's got more than that.
Yeah, I have more than that. Okay. 22 plus 23.
Yeah, you guys will be able to successfully sneak back onto your guys' side of the line.
Meanwhile, the fire elemental is doing as much damage as he can.
The palisade is now on fire.
And probably most of the cannons that are left.
Oh yeah, and hightail it back.
There were only two cannons left.
There was two cannons left. Yeah, and we destroyed them both.
We got what we did.
We grabbed one.
We grabbed two of them.
We grabbed two cannons.
And you have one if it follows you.
I don't think it's going to last that long.
No. Oh, okay.
So, I mean,
like a round per level. So it walks about, you know, maybe 100 feet, and then kind of goes...
And you're running by, you're like, whoop!
What are you, from Labyrinth?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I am.
So, it's you.
You guys will dash to your guys' side of the palisade. The humans are like, yeah! Woo!
You see the cannons exploding in the distance. They're like, it worked! Holy shit, it worked!
You will see the captain as you walk up, kind of, you know, with the, he has this look.
We're not like, ha ha ha, we're like, that's a long run.
Here's your souvenirs.
We got two cannons.
If any more decide to come, we won't have a wall to stop them now.
Sorry about that.
Sorry?
Need a distraction.
There's an Ogre Magi up there.
What did you fire at, by the way?
Their command tent.
You fired at their command tent?
And apparently we fired at their command tent.
Alright, hopefully that will disrupt them enough that we can push them back.
It blew up. It blew.
Are you sure it didn't orange up? Or how about red up?
I'm sure it flamed up. It was in a bright, fiery orange ball of flame with some reds and some blues down at the base. It was pretty hot. Yeah, impressive. I have to admit.
I would like to get close to a campfire. It's rather chilly.
Yes, well, I'm afraid you'll have to walk back to Lake Castle for your reward.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, I'm sure that's going to be easy to do with,
Let us rest, and I will get us, I can summon us some phantom mounts tomorrow.
Phantom mounts to swim across the lake? That's the only way to get across the Lake Castle, isn't it?
You can take the walking in, then you have to cross a 24-mile river, which is on its high tide this time of year.
Which means it's going to be hard.
Oh, heavens. I hope that Sylvanio shows up and brings his ship.
Terribly sorry that we could not save the ferry. They fired before we had a chance.
This is war. We'll have to make do with what we've got.
Well, is there anything that we can salvage from the ferry? Did the people make it off the ferry?
No. It was a direct blast. Those little cannon balls that you fire burst into fire when they hit.
They're incendiary rounds. I've heard of those. Never seen them until now. Didn't realize that's what it was.
You prefer a giant solid shot.
You like it to, you know, bounce through the enemy lines and wipe out, you know, rows upon rows.
Yeah, you don't. Things don't explode. They just like.
Yeah. You've seen the Patriot where the cannonball flies to the crowd of the poor people in the Patriot? Yeah, that's the kind of cannonball he likes. They're called low velocity muzzle fire, and they just bounce. They go goo, 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 goo.
How can orcs run after you when they don't have any more legs?
they'll crawl because they're just that crazy.
All right. Terribly sorry about the wall, but we do.
Well, the orcs will fall back for tonight.
Ready those cannons?
I have no idea how these work.
Oh, well, I can give you a quick rundown.
Oh, really? You'd be much obliged.
Sure. Tell me who you want to learn.
In order to avoid bad relations, he points to the dwarf guards.
They already know how to fire the cannon.
They're like, okay.
They might. I assume that...
They've got about the same proficiency as you with a slightly less base attack bonus.
So they'll be able to fire adequately enough.
Yeah. That they'll basically be at a -2 net, because dwarves aren't the most dexterous of all creatures.
As long as there's enough of them, they can do it efficiently.
Well, the nice thing is once they learn how to fire, the things they'll do is they fire one shot and they sight in on where they fired, and then they can sight from where they hit to where they want to hit.
You can learn. Yes.
Yeah, and it gets nasty. See, the first shot I was always one of those ones like, okay, so we hit there. Okay, we want to hit there, so let's see, we sighted our cannon here to that, so let's move the cannon like this, and boom. There we go.
Anyway, well, you guys will, during the night, let's see who's awake right now. You're awake, and you see a flying caravel.
You know, whistle. Point up to the.
Ah, hey, Lord Sylvanio's here! Thank the Lord. And you know, hovering about a foot above the ground, off slides the rope of a charismatic half elf who's got immaculate hair, perfect flowing hair. You've
perfectly coiffed. He's like,
you guys have seen him before, and he is about as dashing a swashbuckler dread pirate as you can ever imagine.
Even the men swoon.
Oh, suddenly I feel like I'm in the Navy.
Or I can sail the seven seas.
And he will be able to ferry you guys back to Lake Cap.
Oh, thank you.
Hooray.
Yes, okay.
Lovely.
We have indeed procured these cannons.
We meet the crabbers.
Yeah, you're going to meet the crabbers, Boris, the third in command, and Anya, the second in command. Or, sorry, first mate, second mate. Fabulous.
Wow, I didn't know the captain...
I didn't believe that was a job well done. Well, Boris took down a werewolf almost single-handedly, so, yeah.
It's like, you're now my second in command. You,
third.
You know, you are my third in command. You, because you give me some, are my second in command.
Dude, she's also the scariest among all the Krabbers. Anyway, you guys will wind up back in Lake Castle, and Mori will go, ah!
How long does it take us to get back there?
Hence, you are on the... on Silvano's ship. 3 hours.
Damn!
Okay.
Speed demon!
Assuming we rest so we can get our, at least our
hit points.
At least get your hit points.
Pick first.
Okay.
He's much more susceptible to low attempts.
Yes.
I've wrapped him in a blanket already.
Just gonna hang out with Kate.
the Hydra that was, you know.
I got a 22 on heal check.
You will heal double your wounds. Double.
Fick will heal double as well.
Double your level. He will heal double the hit points you took. So.
Fick is doing fine. He's only down 3 hit points after a rest, so. If you want to try on me, go ahead.
I will attempt to assist.
Natural one, poke you in the eye.
I look away from that.
No, no! It's my eye!
To assist.
You got better than
so
I
So you add plus 2.
Plus 2.
17.
That's
enough.
Yep, you're fine.
Okay.
And that will get me down to just, I'm down only by 1 hit point now, so. Good.
Is this your flashlight?
Yeah, it's ours, I think. Oh, yeah, it was in my car. But it didn't have any batteries in it. I'm like, yeah, it did. Why is this
batteries were dead. They're fixed now.
I thought, why is it in my car with no batteries?
Well, as you guys are...
I do believe that went rather well.
Aside from the Ogre Magi who, you know, tried to kill you.
Tried to, you know, freeze me, yes, but... Well, being that I was the only one who was targeted by such thing, and that, well, me and Fick, of course, I do believe that went rather well. All things considered.
Well, the fact that we managed to steal 2 cannons was not a bad thing.
Oh, yes, and of course,
Disabled others. We destroyed pretty much all the rest of them except for, I think, 1 or 2.
No, you got them all.
We got them all.
All 8 were down.
We destroyed all of them.
Without crew.
Yes.
We destroyed all of them. So.
And of course, your well-placed shot to the command tent.
Hooray!
Surely good move.
Yes. We don't know if it has done anything yet.
No.
It probably at least killed at least an advisor. Mm-hmm. If it was a goblin who was smart enough to be helping the war boss, they're not a goblin anymore.
I have faced a scary goblin before. I'm stronger than I was.
Very well. All things considered, I think we did rather well.
I think we did too.
It was fun.
You guys will, of course, you know, now be in Lake Castle. You guys get to go rent a room.
We have money this time. Ha ha! Coming in like, I have money this time.
Yeah, they're like, oh, okay.
Did we get a reward?
I don't know.
I was like, how do we get money all of a sudden? I don't have money.
I've had money.
He has a little bit of money, just not enough to tell people.
I didn't know if it was the money you had or what was going on.
Well, it's going to take us a couple thousand to get to run more, but I have like 200.
You're now down to 1850. Huh? You're now down to 1750 is how much you need. 7,000.
1,750.
Wow.
Yeah. That's how much gold you need.
Because we have 250.
Well, you guys will rest the night away, get your health back, and it's the bright and early morn, and you'll have the day ahead of you deciding on what you guys want to do.
Need to go see the king again.
See that lovely king, yes.
Just the king,
did we get any sort of note or anything that we're supposed to give him?
Probably.
To verify that we completed the
note? Cannons? Do they count as notes?
So it's our word.
Mm-hmm. And possibly anyone else who came with you, like Lord Silvano.
Okay. But we'll, go
see. Did they destroy the cannons? There was no wall. Okay, that answers the question.
Well, that's just that.
We actually managed to successfully capture 2 of the cannons.
You guys will walk in and...
You know, bow and, you know...
Oh, don't.
Do the whole thing.
Okay.
Very well, my liege.
I have heard from Silvano and the lieutenants who were ferried back and forth of your actions.
Terribly sorry about the ferry.
And the wall.
Not for good people.
Unless you're the ones who fired the cannon, I see you not being at fault.
No, but still, an unnecessary loss of innocent life.
It's war.
But still, an unnecessary loss of life.
It's one of the things you accept up here in Orc Country.
That's true. And we did what we could to disrupt their bombardment.
Yes, I had heard that you silenced the entire force of the battery and claimed double the cannons asked.
Yes.
Yes. Well, we had two available to us, so we figured.
And the opportunity presented itself, and our fine stout Dorbin friend here managed to fire off a volley of the cannon into the command tent.
Yes, from the reports I gathered, you not only killed all of the goblin advisors, but you also managed to put the orcish leader into a coma.
That's awesome.
As you did 5 hit points more than what he had. That's what he gets for going into battle and taking wounds before going back to plan what he's doing. Oh yeah, we should probably figure out a plan, right? Yeah.
That's what he gets for listening to goblins, I say.
Hey.
And letting the ogres do his work for him.
Those, what were they called? Ho-hos?
The who's.
Who's. Oh, a snack. Who's are an ogre tribe.
It's that lovely ogre magi.
Well, he's kind of flambé. I saw the fireball and the flaming charred body falling to the ground.
That's a dragon, by the way. Good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was just a notion I had. Oh, very cold. Cold bastard. Anyway, yes, it was a pleasure to do the work.
Glad to hear.
So, what do we do now? I don't know how this whole adventuring thing works. This is my first time.
That's a smashing idea.
What's a smashing idea?
I have no idea.
I don't know. No clue. Really. Well, I look at the sheet. Who do we talk to when we finish this thing?
Captain Bolt.
Why did we come back here then?
To speak to the king, because the king is the one that asked us to go retrieve the cannon.
Oh.
So Walt was the one who asked for assistance, and you guys did assist.
We assisted, and we completed a mission for the king, so we came back to inform the king. So we don't know what do we do now? We finished the mission. Who do we go for the quest rewards, Captain Wolf?
Dude, I just used Hearthstone.
Just to wait an hour.
Just sit here and wait an hour staring awkwardly at each other. Anywho. Well, I assume you're in need of pay.
Unfortunately, as mercenary as it sounds, I'm afraid so. We are trying to we are trying to finance a little trip to back to Runeal.
Yeah.
And back. For school purposes, I suppose.
Interesting.
Yeah, our junior year, we have what's called the yearly project. We have to go investigate or write papers on, and I'll give the name of the cult.
Something with an M.
Cult of the...
Malatak.
The Malatak.
Well, beyond my expertise.
Well, let's just put this way. A bunch of nasty, cannibalistic,
summon a demon, demigod, half-raven woman.
Crazy. Well, I'm glad Runmore is a long ways away from here.
It is home, sadly. Yes.
Yes, we have to go there.
Yes.
Don't have a choice.
Be clear of my mother.
Well, I assume you're heading there, and then you eventually want to get back?
Oh, yes, of course.
Eventually we'll...
Of course.
That's why we're
doing this work to finance this endeavor. So.
Yeah, yes. And then eventually we will, hopefully sooner rather than later, 2 more years, and then we'll be free to go where we please.
Come back here. Well,
yes, I would. I'd like to start saving up.
Do you have
a banking system here that we can start putting money aside in? Because I would like to come back and build a house here. This place.
Ironically, our banker is a dragon.
Well, at least we know our money is safe.
Fascinating. I would love to even speak to
him. That would be funny.
Yes, we found him and his hoard years ago, and we've started putting money in and taking money out, and when he woke up, he didn't care.
He's like, well, as long as I still have as much as I ordered in originally.
Whoa, I went to sleep and now I have more money. I'm going back to sleep.
When did I get minions?
Who are you? I'm a part-time worker.
Oh.
Did I
run a business while I was asleep?
Did I drink before I went to bed?
Oh, that reminds me. I need to go take this gym down to Turon and see if he's...
Well...
Let's finish here.
Yeah, we need to finish here. That was me out of character.
Yes. Well, since you seem to be the official one who's going for the... working for the school and who the tower's name is... or the school's name is in, you... You could have merely asked.
The faster you graduate, the faster we get a wizard's college.
Yeah, yes. Well, I wouldn't want to impose on such a...
I think you are underestimating your usefulness.
Well, we are only students, really. I mean,
potential.
Well, yes.
Think.
They seem to appreciate us here a bit more than that.
Well, you have to also remember that back at the mages' school, you have mages who have been at that school for...
That's many, true.
And they're entrenched, and they don't like competition. Here.
That's true. I mean, we could teach people, actually teach them to eat them, and not, you know, place bets
kill
on how many...
How many of them get killed before they get back?
Yes, anyway...
Oh, by the way, just as an interesting note, of our freshman or our sophomore year, only 8 of us, including us 5 or 4, survived to go to our to our junior year.
That's rather harsh. Yes, I hope you will be slightly more lenient.
We'll be fairly strict on what students we take, of course, but we will not mistreat them.
I would hope to have a population after you move into town.
What's the use in setting up a school if your whole goal is to kill your students before they can actually become helpful?
Why is your school doing such, then?
The headmaster.
It's what they've done for centuries. It's probably where my father sent me.
I think the way I've heard the headmaster described by other people is the headmaster is a little tetchy.
Right.
Yes. How
much do you need for the expedition?
I don't. It's going to cost us 2,000 to get there.
Yes, and then we need to get back, of course. So we need a way to get back.
You'll, of course, need supplies while you're there.
Yes, of course.
Well, while we're there should not be too difficult to procure. I would think. Depending on how long we're going to be there.
For also, time. There's the language barrier. For you, anyway. I speak it, lovely.
You speak?
Runmore.
Runmore. Yeah, that's Runmore. The language of Runmore.
I'm pretty certain that with some time, a little bit of training. I'm sure with a little bit of time and some training, we can pick up the language.
The shoes.
The shoes are Runmore. Runmore. Runmore shoes. When you absolutely have to be the first motherfucker out of the room.
Well, then, 5,000 acceptable, or would you prefer to go for 6?
I think 6 would be plenty.
I think 5 would be plenty. Let's not be greedy here.
Oh, no, not being greedy at all.
But
5 is plenty, yes.
I'm certain that
I summon the dragon, you know. It's, yes.
I will square away for 6.
Okay, what, is there
for any incidents that may happen while you're there.
I got a stroke.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it. Is there anything else that we can assist with in town while we are here before we proceed to the teleportation?
Well, unless you want to go to Sarn and know. A powerful artifact was stolen from the church.
We understand.
It's on the list.
We would be willing. We are willing to definitely assist you in the recovery of that. However,
we need to finish.
Now would probably not be a good time to go back.
Anything to stick it to those wankers.
Exactly. He needs time to cool down. He's still a little unhappy about the whole
imprisonment
prison thing.
Prison and trial and
trial.
My eye twitches like yours.
Now you know how I feel.
Well, I will see to it that 6,000 will wind up in your possession. Feel free to go about town as you need.
Well, yes, lovely.
Thank you, my lord.
I guess you don't like the whole bowing and scraping and whatnot.
I was elected king.
Oh, elections. How quaint.
That's
I was elected king for the rest of my life.
Oh.
Thanks to my wife. Here I was, hoping to be a cavalier, ride about on my horse and charge down enemies. Instead, I have paperwork.
Yeah, lovely.
You could always have someone do the paperwork for you. You are the king.
That would require me trusting someone else to do the paperwork.
Yes.
You're not here.
Trust is not a commodity.
You play as a curious round the tail pointed.
Well, then. We, of course, will be at your assistance whenever you need us.
Yes.
Would you like me to knight you all? I can do that.
That would be fabulous. Yes. Oh, and you may knight them as well.
Lady.
You would be a dame, yes.
Okay. Oh. Lady Jenna.
Let me go get a
dame Jenna.
Come with me to public square so I can go knight you.
You're not married.
Not yet. You don't become a lady until you're married.
Go marry someone fast.
There are dwarves. There's actually a dwarf paladin who's like...
There actually is!
He's like... Ironically, it's one of the characters...
Is that the best you got, savage gypsy lover?
He's looking.
He's like, he's sitting there, he's like, lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely, I have nobody for my own.
He will take you into, he will take you guys into the center of town, and, you know, a small crowd will back in. For your actions and service to the nation, to the capital of Lake Castle and the nation of Lake Castle, I hereby dub you knights. You all have the full title, rank, privilege, and...
You can't think of the term, can you?
He's far more fluent than...
He's far more fluent than you are. The rank, privileges, and
Responsibilities
yes. That are hereunto bestowed upon...
Of this rank.
Yes. Of this rank, yeah.
Arise,
sir.
Everyone's like, hey, would you like to advertise my product?
Product placement with Taco Bell. Taco Bell. Taco Bell.
Night Gaston, shop's here.
They have like a magic sign as a poster of us standing in the window going, with like, and great prices as well. Yeah, the sign goes.
Congratulations, guys. You're becoming part of capitalism and the degradation of society.
I will immediately dispatch a letter to my father informing him
I am
now a knight of... Lake Castle as well.
Ha ha! In your face, old man!
All right.
P.S. Say hello to mom.
Tell her the good news.
Send brother first.
Tell my brother to tell mother.
I'll take the gem to Torn.
Tick. Tick. We're back.
Stand up.
Yes, we are.
Tick.
We're actually becoming quite,
I heard the ruckus.
Yes. Well, sadly, we did not have time to capture all 8 cannons, which would have been nice. I'm not certain. I didn't recognize the construction. They probably were dwarven.
Nope.
No?
Black Tusk.
Those were black. They were manufactured by them.
Yeah.
Wow. Those are some smart orcs.
No, they're lucky is what they are.
See. Well, I have this ruby that I have no use for, and we are needing to procure funds for the school, and I pull it out. Unfortunately, I am not a gemologist, so... Gemologist. Can't think of the term for it. I don't know. Someone who is listening to the show, if you know the actual term for someone who studies gemology, mm-hmm. Let us know what they're called. What are you doing?
Interesting.
Yeah, I think it has a spell on it. We procured it off of some rabble who were attempting to assassinate us, so...
Right, I'll give you 1,000 for it.
It's fine. That is a perfectly acceptable price, in my opinion.
Good, I don't haggle.
Well, if it wasn't, I'd say, I'll just hold on to it. You know, I don't believe in haggling either. Although I must admit, that's the word that your king uses is incredible. Anyways, I'm going to take this gold and I'm going to put it into the bank because I plan on building a house here. Thank you for your service, sir.
Right.
Go to the bank.
Sitting there, is it? Literally, you know, like, gigantic glasses, although it look appear tiny on him. Bronze dragon sitting there with a list of paper. Got the...
How big is he?
He is gargantuan.
Oh, hello. You just got a new account.
Yes.
Okay, that name.
And actually,
Tahir! Tahir Ihsan Ibn Imad.
Very nice name.
Thank you.
I have a cousin from your neck of the woods.
Really?
Didn't know we had dragons.
We haven't seen any dragons in Sirin for a while.
Oh, it's okay. It's because we polymorph.
Oh. Did not know you could do that.
Yeah. Right. I've got your name written down. You'll be, your funds will be safe. I can
Thank you.
Swear my honor on it.
I don't think you need to swear on your honor. You're a dragon. I don't think anybody's going to try anything.
You'd be surprised the cheeky adventurers I've met.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. You look reputable.
Oh, yes. I'm twice a knight now, he is.
Ah, oh, twice a knight? That's plenty, isn't it?
Please don't eat me.
You, please. I don't eat humanoids. They tend to scream too much going down. And they fight back.
Oh, lovely.
So you tried.
I'm sure he's had to defend himself.
Occasional adventurers who just won't shut up and go away, you know.
You have to bite him. You merely chew and protest.
Well, he hands off the bag of gold to his gnome assistant who goes... You see he's got... He's wearing the logo and got a name, and on the back it says Badger.
Is his name Wilson?
No, it's Badger Operatives. Fighting for animal rights across the entirety of the world.
Don't summon any monsters near him.
They've tried to... The great cow liberation of 09 failed.
They've gone to Badgers?
No, I'm sure that Badger stands for something.
Okay. A huge acronym for gnomes.
Still looking at the dragon like...
Wow. New to this entire adventuring thing, aren't you?
This is our first time.
We're students, yes. Ah, students. Cute people have to learn about magic. I suppose you speak Draconic.
Yes, yes.
Go ahead, let me hear a little.
Ad hominem et nomine et...
Oh, it's so cute. thank you. Made my day. Oh, off with you, please.
Just don't stick around too long.
Alright, and this is a pretty safe point to call it before we teleport you guys to run more.
As Ethan and I both look at each other and have the exact same thought.
Whoa!
Not many people can say they've talked with a dragon and walked away.
I don't know. Nope. Light Castle's getting fairly calm. Hey, Jim, how you doing? You know, the clutch is brooding. Okay, you guys are 7th level, so time to calculate the EXP.
Quack!
Getting here, whatever. And... then four ogres.
I love those little fire elementals.
Orcs aren't worth any EXP at this point for you guys. Or orcs.
Orcs are like,
I failed.
It's like we walk up to them and we go, poke in the eye. They're like, ah!
You breathe hard enough at this point, they fly.
We go.
That's right. They're getting to the point of feng shui mooks for you guys.
I still have 2 bennies left.
Okay, since the EXP is only being divided 3 ways this time, it's 2,083 EXP.
1,083.
Hope everyone enjoyed, and hope everyone had enjoyed their bits to them.
Yes.
Becca breaks my siege, how dare you. You shot my leader, yo. We're in my base killing my dudes.
Yo. 24,574, does that sound right, Ethan? Did I do my math right?
Yes. Aw, I still have Benny left. 2 bennies, actually.
You still had, Becca and I both still had 2 bennies, too.
It was not a heavy combat night. Because, well, it was, but they weren't fighting back.
Gamers, Attic Attack!
We have dice of every stripe, any color scheme and shape you can imagine. Exclusive dice, gold-plated dice, blank dice, label dice, cheat dice, D8 ability dice, crystal dice, time dice, dice within dice dice, and jumbo foam dice for when you feel the inescapable urge to pelt your fellow players or annoying commercial announcers. And that's just a few of them. We sell enough dice to form a high-intensity plastic bridge from the Earth to the Moon. What's more, any order over $30 gets $3 off when you use the coupon code RADIO. Who wants a set?
I do.
Who else?
Ooh, me.
Anyone else?
Why are you ignoring me?
I'm not ignoring you. I'm cutting you off.
What?
You order a new set every day.
So?
Is there a 12-step program for Diceaholics? Because you, sir, have a problem.
That's really strange of you to say.
Green frosted, red speckled, violet glitter, blue translucent. You couldn't say no to these beauties if you wanted to.
I'm not an addict. I could stop collecting marbles anytime I like.
Marbles? You haven't been buying marbles this whole time. You've been buying dice.
That explains why I keep losing the marbles tournament. Those 4- and 6-sided marbles aren't really all that great for rolling.
You're not only a dice junkie, you're dumb, son. Dumb.
So can I get a set?
What'll it hurt? Sure.
Woohoo! Marbles!
Remember, folks, use the coupon code RADIO to get $3 off any order over $30 at gamersaddict.com.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
For more information, visit www.vorpalnetwork.com or www.canadiancrusaders.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. You can find us on the web at www.canadiancrusaders.com. The Gamers Haven Podcast is a member of the Vorpal Network at www.vorpalnetwork.com. Gamers Haven and Thousand Monkey Productions are copyright 2008 and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Stop by our website to check out our actual play feed, fill out our feedback guest book, or hit us on the forums. Music on the show is used with permission by Joe Hero Band, www.joehero.com. And this has been a Thousand Monkeys production.